is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Initiate procedure. Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
MJ Morning Show on Q105. Hello, folks. MJ here. Yeah, beginning tomorrow, guys, a big change to the show. Beginning tomorrow, we're going to have a police officer here in the studio to monitor all aspects of the show to make sure nothing goes wrong.
Cool.
You know, I'm taking a cue off of Alec Baldwin. You saw what Alec Baldwin said. Why does he just shut up? Why doesn't he and Hilaria? Hilaria. See Hilaria.
Oh, yes. Stop talking, stop posting.
Why don't they just shut up? How about that? Now, the latest with Alec Baldwin, yesterday, he tweeted out that there ought to be a police officer on every set that uses guns. Okay. No. How about movie companies and productions? How about they hire qualified gun experts, the armorers? By the way, there are many civilians that teach actual police officers gun safety and firearms training. So, I mean, just stop talking Alec Baldwin. You don't need a police officer. He's like, did you see the tweet he put out?
Well, all of a sudden, he's like King Safety.
What? Oh, yeah, exactly.
Okay, hold on. Back to your original idea of having an officer in the studio with us every day. Is he going to be enforcing laws? Because some of us are really screwed.
All right, let me read the tweet.
I break laws every day.
I know. Froggy's like the biggest scuffler I know.
Let me read the tweet from Alec Baldwin yesterday. Every film/TV set that uses guns, fake or otherwise... Oh, you mean like real guns with real bullets when you shoot your director of photography?
Even kids who make bang-bang hands. We get the little hands checked.
Exactly.
I'm the officer on the Dennis the Menace set.
You know what? Anytime we play Guns N' Roses, we need a police officer in the studio. Mm. Any kind of Guns N' Roses, whether it's Sweet Child of Mine, whether it's Welcome to the Jungle, or the Cold November
Rain. Watch it. Calm down. That's a little loud.
That's a lot of guns.
A lot of guns.
All right, so the movie premise is a bunch of bodybuilders.
Ooh, take me down to the Paradise City where the grass is green and the girls are pretty.
All right, you're under arrest. Yeah. You're under arrest. I warned you.
Stop resisting.
I'm going to get tased.
He's got a real issue. He can't. Yeah, I think he's been in Hollywood so long that he doesn't know how to be a normal person.
Yeah. Just delusional. Oh, let me finish the tweet. So he tweets out yesterday, every film/TV set that uses real guns or otherwise should have a police officer on set hired by the production to specifically monitor weapon safety.
What if you've got water guns? What if you've got a guy who has really big guns, like Arnold Schwarzenegger back in the day?
Listen.
What if you have...
Check those arms.
Yeah.
Listen. There are... clearly police officers, and police officers have to qualify with their weapons, but it doesn't mean that they possess the skill to be an armorer on a movie set. It's like, what are you talking about? No, you hire a qualified individual. This young woman was like 24 years old. There were reports that she was paid just $8,000 for the entire production, which would be bargain basement money for a Hollywood movie to hire a armorer for the set. I don't get it. All right, loaded up show today. Froggy.
Yes.
You mentioned taser. Did you mention taser?
Yeah, Froggy did.
Yeah. So there is a moron in the news taser story that I had in yesterday's pile, but we were so rich with the morons in the news. You know what? I need a police officer to monitor my morons in the news. You know, sometimes it gets very, very negligent in here with all the morons we got to deal with.
Crowded.
I need a police officer. I need a police officer like to direct morons in the news traffic in the studio. Can you get Alec Baldwin on the phone and see if he can, hook that up for us?
Sure, he knows someone.
All right, so morons on the way. And yeah, there's a taser story that's quite amazing. So that's coming up. And Froggy, you have the Truth Booth returning this morning at 8 a.m. Actually, you know, 7:58, 8 a.m.
That's right.
You have the Truth Booth. And the teaser was that there's going to be a special guest on the Truth Booth.
A special guest is entering the booth today.
Really?
You shan't not know until the booth.
So no clue, no hint on where the... Why are you... Fester's over there smirking.
Fester's my partner.
I have a co-producer credit on the Truth Booth.
Of course. So he knows.
I'm an associate producer.
So obviously he's safe.
All right. Don't handle anything dangerous in here if you're the associate producer.
Oh, boy.
All right. So Truth Booth is on the way at 8 o'clock. Hey, it's PDQ's day as well.
I'm the armorer of the Truth Booth.
Oh, no. Just stand back. Oh, jeez.
I'm very excited.
I'd rather have that girl in here from the Russ production.
You're kidding me? She charges $8,000. Yeah.
That was cheap. That for a movie gun armor?
Yeah, maybe that's the problem.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's like
armor out of back pages.
Exactly. Armor for the Truth Booth is charging $8.
All right, just getting rolling, folks. It's jammed up on a Tuesday, PDQ's day. We got a $100 PDQ gift card to give away, and we're back in minutes.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105. It is exactly 6:15 here on a Tuesday morning. Oh, I got a shopping question for you guys later on. I was shopping at a supermarket yesterday, and I spotted another customer with this. And I'm just curious, first of all, is any size permitted, but was this too big? I will splainulate coming up in just a bit. Oh, by the way, I was just collating the morons in the news. It is a spectacular pile today. It is just incredible. I might even start morons in the news early. Hey, I've had this story for a couple of days, and I meant to get to it yesterday. We just ran out of time. We just had too much good stuff yesterday. Not that this is not good. It's not like I'm pouring off crap on you right now. This is really a kind of a head scratcher. A waitress is claiming that she was paid just 1 cent for 6 weeks of restaurant work.
That's impossible.
Yeah, she got a paycheck, and it was for 1 cent.
It's a mistake. Come on. Right?
Yeah, this woman said her take-home pay was 1 cent. 6 weeks working at a Nashville restaurant in Tennessee. Yeah, 25-year-old waitress named Linny. She put a video up on social media showing her stub. Sorry.
So what deductions were there?
Sounds funny. Showing her stub. She had a terrible accident when she was got stubs. So what were we going to say, Ross?
I was just going to say, I mean, she's making money in tips, but I mean, why is this so low?
Well, all right, here's the deal. The federal minimum wage for tipped employees across the entire country is what, $2.13 an hour? Is that right? $2.13 an hour? In Tennessee, federal Social Security and Medicare taxes are deducted from earned income, and that left her with 1 cent.
It's nothing.
A check for 1 cent?
Maybe she had this check. Maybe something. She only worked, she took a vacation during that time, and she had this weird check.
It's six weeks of work. So we don't know how many hours she actually worked across the six-week pay period. She didn't disclose how much money she accumulated in tips either. So how much did she make in tips? Yeah, her caption on the video was, tip your servers. So, listen, of course, a lot of people don't realize that servers at restaurants, they get a low hourly wage and they rely on tips for the bulk of their money.
Absolutely.
I have to see the rest of her deduction stub to buy this story.
Yeah, and you know what? She is TikTok famous now, and she is famous, on all these news sites that are telling the story, so it may have just been a fluky thing, and she's like, ooh, I'm going to jump on this.
By the way, fluke is on the menu.
Is it?
The fluke is fresh. It just came in.
Sounds so good. I love fish.
Yeah. So you ever have fluke?
It's very flaky. Fluke is flaky.
I've had fluke before. Fluke's not bad.
It's like a flounder, right?
You know what? It might be in the flounder family. Why don't you look that up?
I'm telling you it is.
Why don't you use your Googles over there and look it up?
One time I went to a place and I didn't like the way the chef cooked the fluke.
Right.
And he invited me into the kitchen.
And did he say, "Oh my, you know, I usually prepare this very well. The fact that you got a bad preparation is just a fluke"?
Well, did you say, what the fluke is this?
Don't tell me you puked after you ate the fluke.
No, absolutely not. I didn't puke after the fluke, but he told me.
Yes, the professor went into the kitchen, and right there on the sous chef's area. Right there.
What did he tell you, Fess?
If I didn't like the way he cooked it, I could go fluke myself.
It's a long way for that, buddy.
Well, you guys had to interrupt it with the puke joke. It was a quick joke.
Long way for that.
Is there even a fish named Fluke?
Yes. Look, dude, go to the Google. Go to the Google.
It really is in the flounder family.
Yeah, I think
You're going to ask me about Fluke?
Go to Fluke and bring up Wikipedia.
Catch him in, like, Canada.
And Fluke is like a lake fish, isn't it?
Yes.
It's a freshwater fish, right?
Yeah, they're like, you know.
It's a summer flounder.
Summer flounder.
Also called fluke. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. Look who was right.
Summer flounder. It's a marine flatfish that's found. It's found in the Atlantic Ocean off the East Coast. All right, so it's not a lake fish.
So if you want to talk about a long way to go.
Oh, wow. It's especially abundant in the waters from North Carolina to Massachusetts.
Tell me more.
Yeah.
They're huge.
Yeah, it's very flounder-like. You know what? You might confuse it with it. Well, no, because flounder's got that goofy, wonky eye up on top, you know?
Both their eyes are on top. I could talk about fluke and flounder all day.
I love fluke facts.
All right. Can I finish up with this? So this woman gets attacked online. Like, she posts her 1 cent paycheck from waiting tables in Nashville, Tennessee. And people said things like, I got my own bills to pay. It's not my job to pay your bills. Blame the businesses you're working for, not the consumers. It seems like this woman got attacked from people.
Jeez.
On the TikTok video, she shows the pay box of three checks.
Right.
0, 0, and 1 cent.
Right.
So the penny was the big check. That was her washout check.
That was the big number, man. That was her. That was her sad. Big payout. Blame the business you're working for, not the consumers. In other countries, they don't need to tip because they pay a living wage. I've easily made $4,400 a month being a server. Don't let those empty checks fool you. If you're serving and making so much more than you get as an hourly rate, said another person. So, was this just someone trying to come up with TikTok content? I mean, listen, the idiocy, the schmucks on wheels on TikTok these days. I mean, everyone wants to be a TikTok star. And I don't get it. I know we spoke about this like several times on the show. Why do I feel that the TikTok views are way inflated? You'll see like a video and it's got 7.8 million views. Come on. Give me a break.
Yeah, they want the customers to enjoy their experience. Well, so what's going to make them enjoy it? Giving them all these feeding them views, real or fake.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not buying the Chinese-owned BitDance TikTok stuff. I think they're jacking up the numbers, seriously, to suck people in to say, oh, my God, this TikTok thing, it's huge. Now, listen, it is. TikTok is big. But I just have a hard time believing that you've got a guy in his yard staring at a ladder and it's got 12 million views. I have a little problem with that.
Did you see the ladder, though? It's one of those ones that clicks like 17 times. It's really cool.
So funny. I shared it.
Me too. I shared it in my ladder group.
Yes. Here's the thing. She doesn't show the rest of her stuff.
She doesn't.
She doesn't show how much she made overall. Yeah. The taxes were taken out. She probably put it all in her Roth IRA.
And then remember, what, a week or two ago? Remember, we talked about a woman who was at a Hooters, how much she made at a Hooters in like South Carolina. Remember that?
And like $400 or $500 for a
in a shift.
A Friday night shift.
Yeah, she was making some pretty strong good moolah.
Yeah, but her midday shift, she made like $87.
If you're the midday girl at Hooters.
No, no, no. It was like a Monday night, 6 to midnight, she made low tips.
Oh, okay.
It was like something like that. A Monday night where she... Hey, guys, what is Britney Spears doing? She put up another, like, half-naked back shot.
Ooh, I like her back.
Speaking of social media, do we have a running count on how many nude-ish pictures that Britney Spears has put online? Cooper.
She's making up for it all these
she
years.
She did, absolutely. She now posts another bare backside picture in a, well, a skimpy little thong.
Good for her.
I was having this conversation with Fester the other day about, you know, age and appropriateness for posting.
I thought you were having a conversation with Fester about him posting a rear shot of him in a thong.
That too.
You know what?
What it led into.
You know what? Can we do that? That'd be great.
I refuse. Oh my God. Can you recreate this picture?
That'd be fantastic. Fester ought to recreate Britney Spears.
Oh. I refuse to sexualize my body for the pleasure of
Roxanne, do you have a thong underwear that Fester can use?
Oh, you can't switch.
Of course.
That wouldn't even cover one thigh.
She probably has like 12 pair we could string together.
Brittany has a great back.
You can make Christmas lights out of thong and kind of swirl it around your body.
She's in her bedroom. The latest photo, she's in her bedroom and you can see the unmade bed or crumpled up, rumpled up bed in front of her. And she's got nothing on except a yellow thong bottom. And the thong is all riding up in there. And
what happened to her butt? It's gone. She used to have a...
I don't know.
It's probably the angle. It's all about angles and lighting.
I think she looks pretty good, but Britney Spears, oops, I did it again, posted another... She's posted another thong on the... Can you get this up on our website?
She's on a roll.
Yeah, she is.
You know, maybe she's 39 years old. She's asking herself, you know, how many more years of these thong pics do I have?
Oh, she's getting out of the way now before it all,
you know,
before it drops like a rock.
Or she has to pay her gravity bill.
Oh, geez.
I think she has quite a bit of time by the looks of this picture.
Yeah, it looks like she's got a good 15 years left. That she's going to look pretty good.
15? So,
wow. I think she's going to get into her 50s and she's going to look pretty good. All right, when we get back. The morons in the news. I'm telling you, folks, the morons in the news today is spectacular. And it's next. MJ Morning Show Q105. Don't move.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105. Hey, folks, how you doing? It's 6:34. MJ and the crew here. Froggy Fester and Roxanne and Coop, our producer. So early morons in the news, you'll catch on here. There's a little bit of a theme. It shouldn't take too long for you to figure this out. And that'll commence momentarily. First, though, the taser item. Who brought up a taser? Froggy, was that you? Earlier, you were mentioning...
It's going to tase you when you're with the officer.
As we were kind of busted on Alec Baldwin saying there ought to be a police officer on every set that uses a gun in movie production, which, you pay an armorer a good salary, or you pay a good rate for a professional armorer, you know, like an armorer that might have worked on like dozens and dozens of movies. Like, when was the last time there was an accident on a set? How many movies are made where guns are used? A lot, right? And the last time there was anything major was, Brandon Lee and The Crow, right? Back in 1993?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
I bet you used the armor from, who's the old man? Get off my lawn.
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
That was from El Camino. Get off my lawn.
Why don't you use his armor? He's made 1,000 movies.
Get off my lawn. Man, I can't tell the difference between me and the movie.
Get off my lawn.
How about me?
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
You want to have a lawn off?
Yeah, let's do it.
You want to have a lawn off? Okay, get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
Get off my freaking lawn.
Get off my lawn.
No, you get off my lawn.
I'm a midget. Get off my lawn.
You're an insect.
Yeah.
And so it is your lawn.
Froggy mentions, you know, busted on Alec Baldwin where he said, oh, yeah, movie sets need to have police on every set so they can monitor safety. No. No. You need a professional gun safety person on the set. So
I don't want to come up with the great idea after somebody dies.
So Froggy said something about, yeah, the cop can tase us or whatever. This, and I said, hey, I got a taser story this morning. And we do. We've got a morons in the news taser story. This is nuts. This is out of Catskill, New York. 29-year-old dude. He's hospitalized in Syracuse in some pretty serious condition here. Guy burst into flames after getting tased. You got that? So the guy gets tased by the police. So they tase him. And then...
Holy cow.
Guy's on fire.
Did he have accelerant on or something?
That is a very good question. The answer to that would be... Survey says... Number one answer on the board.
Yep.
And the Wilder family takes it.
Yeah. It just popped into my head. Hey,
good answer, good answer, good answer.
So
the guy doused himself in hand sanitizer. So and then the police tased him. So the dude is doused in Purell, essentially. And then they tase him, and the spark lights him up. Like, whoop! You know? Like that.
So this dousing, this was to prevent the spread of germs or just for fun?
Why the immediate... De-germification of his entire body.
Well, here's the story. Jason Jones, he, I guess, was a very well-known athlete at a local high school up in upstate New York over a decade ago. Now in intensive care at the Upstate University Hospital in Syracuse. His condition, grave. This is the last that I saw. The incident unfolded last weekend when Jones, who appeared intoxicated, walked into the Village Police Department and got into a confrontation with cops. So he just walks in and just starts arguing with the police into a police station. And it was confirmed that officers had deployed a taser to subdue him. I think they were afraid that he was going to hurt himself, and that's what started it. There are still details that we need to try to develop, but the chief described the whole situation as horrible and said it was under investigation by the district attorney's office. And they don't know why he poured hand sanitizer on himself, but he was doused in a flammable hand sanitizer, which is a high alcohol volume. A law enforcement source briefed on the investigation said that Jones had stripped off some of his clothing in the police station, doused himself with hand sanitizer in front of cops just before they tasered him. Now, should the police have known that if they tase him, that could ignite the hand sanitizer? Did the cops know that he doused himself in hand sanitizer?
I don't know if the officer should have been responsible for that. But
well, if the cops saw him douse himself with sanitizer, I think you would probably, hopefully, put two and two together that any kind of an electrical shock or a spark could whoosh up the, you know, the sanitizer. Anyway, just a bizarre story.
I mean, that would have had to have been a lot of sanitizer, right? It's not like if you have just your normal little dollop of it that's going
to
happen.
Yeah, he had to have taken like that gallon size with the mega pump on it and just hose himself in front of the cops.
Yeah.
All right. Morons continue here. And we've got a pattern here. All right. Woman accused of shooting and killing neighbor over a bouncy house theft. You know what? I just saw a bouncy house in my neighborhood over the weekend. Little kid's birthday party. You know those bouncy houses.
You steal that thing on the down low. It's huge.
And you got to be careful because if there's a strong wind and your bouncy house is not anchored down, you can have one of those kids that flies off 200 feet into the air.
Like a hot air balloon bouncy house.
You've seen those stories, right?
If you're going to boost a bouncy house, that's a midnight run. Yeah, that's the middle of the night.
Austin, Texas. So cops said that a woman is accused of shooting and killing her neighbor over the alleged theft of a bouncy house. She's turned herself in. The cops in Austin, Texas said the shooting happened last week. Officers arrived when they found a James Traylor, 52, with multiple gunshot wounds. He was taken to a hospital, and, well, he didn't make it. And then witnesses told officers that a neighbor, Nora Lopez, had been arguing over the alleged theft of a bouncy house. My God.
How do you... You must, maybe you could deflate it.
What size bouncy house? Because they sell these bouncy houses in like Home Depot and stuff that are kind of just like yard play residential ones.
I don't have the specifics. I don't have the dimensions of the bouncy house. But when you think of a bouncy house, you don't think it leads to a shooting.
Yeah, no, you don't. But I do want to back up. When you think of a bounce house, you don't think of stealing one from your neighbor. Oh, you would steal one from a different neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you go to a different, you just cruise neighborhoods looking for bouncy houses that were set up for the birthday party the next morning. And then you just, in the middle of that, you just steal their bouncy house. Kids wake up in the morning, expect to be in their bouncy house for the birthday party, and there's no bouncy house.
Roxanne is right. That's a hard thing to steal from somebody you live next to. Eventually, you have to inflate it.
What, do you set it up in your yard? Just move it over?
Right. I don't know what happened.
It's weird.
And of all the things you'd want to use around a bouncy house, a gun? No, it'd put a hole in it.
It's crazy.
No. Deflate the whole purpose.
All right, so careful with the bouncy house. All right, so that's a bouncy house theft. Now we've got another shooting. This over chicken wings. Son shoots father over wrong order of chicken wings.
He wanted spicy and the dad wanted a mild?
Oh my God. All right, this is out of Utah. And dude was arrested in Utah for firing his gun at his father after he came home with the wrong order of chicken wings.
I'll tell you right now, dad will never come home with the wrong chicken wings again.
You know what? That'll learn him.
Seriously. I've seen Fester get pretty mad when he didn't get all drummies.
Listen to this. Yeah. Alika Unga Suriafu.
What are you, a caveman?
That's the guy's name.
It's Alika Unga Suriafu. 31, started arguing with his dad when he got home to their apartment with a batch of wings that he didn't like. The father-son argument escalated. At one point, investigators say that Suliafu retrieved a gun from another room, pointed it directly at his father, who begged him not to shoot. Just as Suliafu fired, his father ducked, sending the bullet flying through the wall into a neighbor's apartment where it lodged in a dishwasher.
Holy now, was this just about the chicken wings, or is this some deep-rooted father-son stuff that they've been dealing with for a long time?
No. You will go from my best friend to my worst enemy if you bring me the wrong wings, like instantly.
I'm wondering, do these wings come from B-dubs? It doesn't say whether it came from Buffalo Wild Wings or not.
Without these.
Don't they have like 45 different, like they got a jillion different sauces there, right?
They do.
They do, yeah.
Hey, but listen, MJ, without knowing what flavor was ordered or what flavor was given, this story, I need more information.
Oh, it was hot lead.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. Have you had the hot lead sauce at B-dubs yet?
Dad had it.
Dad got the hot lead. Actually, the dishwasher got the hot lead. Can you imagine the bullet goes through the wall into the neighbor's apartment and lodges into the front of the dishwasher? My God. All right, you ready for the theme to continue here?
Is it gun theme or now chicken wing theme?
Hold on. We got taser. We've got gun. Are you ready for a stabbing?
All right.
It's like a clue game.
Is a food product involved?
Yeah, what the heck is going on here? Oh, wait a minute. We also have a frying pan. So,
well, yeah, I'm in on that.
Who's keeping track of this stuff? This is crazy as well. Out of Bellevue, Washington, a woman was arrested after hitting a second woman in the head with a frying pan.
Oh.
We got the noise, too.
Three Stooges style.
Just like that. Yeah. The victim and her husband were walking downtown when a woman approached them and just smacked them in the head with a frying pan.
What the heck?
This was not even like a domestic issue. This was not in the neighborhood. People were walking in downtown Bellevue, Washington, and a random woman comes up and bashes him in the head with a frying pan.
It's awesome.
What do you mean it's awesome?
I mean, I can't imagine. Could you imagine seeing that in person?
You just said it's awesome. Why would you say it's awesome?
With a frying pan, it's so comical.
I mean, if you're going to if you're going to attack somebody and you want to think outside the box, kitchen utensils, aside from a knife, is the way to go.
I think you're right. It's just, you know, you have that impulse control. I've always wanted to, not me, I'm not saying I have, but you've always wanted to hit someone with a frying pan. Walk down the street and you do it.
It's like a cartoon. It is. It's like out of a...
It's a Three Stooges episode where Mo hits Curly in the head.
It's Three Stooges or it's a cartoon. I mean, there are a lot of frying pan smacks in like Roadrunner or Bugs Bunny type cartoons, right? Or
frying pan is a classic comedy staple.
And then
with the sound.
Then you get that, like, that cow udder lump that pops up on the top of your, you know, whoop. Yeah, you get that whoop. You know, I have my Hanna-Barbera sound effects.
Yeah, where's
in
the
here.
Lump
I can,
sound?
I can put those things back in. Yeah.
The beauty of the frying pan smack is that it doesn't matter which way you hit. I mean, if you hit on the side like an axe chop, it's still effective. If you hit flat like a tennis racket.
Yeah, I was picturing a tennis racket, like just, you know,
still effective.
Front hand or backhand, it's always going to work out.
Hang on, it gets better. A guy was beaten to death with a leaf blower.
Wait a minute.
All right, those things.
And wait a minute.
You sure he wasn't blown to death?
Guys, and guess where it happened?
Oh, God, where?
Looneyville.
Come on. Where'd you print this from?
I swear, it's Looneyville, West Virginia. Holla.
What the heck? You know, the leaf blower is usually the piece of lawn equipment that I feel safest around.
Well, it sort of has
that thing to my face and blow my hair back to make my kids laugh.
Like a plastic rubbery kind of hose, you know, the blower.
Yeah.
I'm not making this up. And you got to look at this guy's mugshot. Pass this around. Is this not the most West Virginia looking guy you've ever seen?
Hey. Oh, my gosh. Wow, he went with the all beard, no mustache.
This is insane. I swear it's out of Looneyville, West Virginia.
Is Bugs Bunny the president?
A dropped pig led to the offing of a Roane County man in Looneyville.
Oh, my God.
By leaf blower. Cause of death, leaf blower.
Back up once.
That's all, folks. Yeah.
You did say a dropped pig.
Yeah. So with this,
oh, my God. Porky pig?
Yeah. All right. So witnesses said the incident occurred. Andrew Franklin Bush, 26, got into an altercation with William Greathouse. The two were trying to lift a pig inside of a cage into the back of a truck.
That makes sense.
The cage fell to the ground after the men started fighting, and then Bush struck the guy in the head with a leaf blower.
Man, what kind of leaf blower was this?
The Greathouse was found unconscious in the bed of the truck. And then law enforcement noticed that he was still unconscious, not breathing, turning blue. Well, hello. Didn't they immediately check him out and like check on his, if the guy's like non-responsive and lying in the back of the truck, you know, help him out away.
That's West Virginia CSI right there. Like, yeah.
My God, can you believe this?
I have a Ryobi battery one and it's pretty light. I don't think I could kill someone with it or knock somebody even out with it.
Jeez, I mean, there's like a theme here. Wait a minute, folks. We're not done yet. I'm gonna have to carry morons to the next segment.
What, somebody seen flying through Looneyville on an Acme rocket? What the hell else is happening?
Your rocket skates.
Rocket skates. Yeah, there you go.
They were Acme rocket skates flying through Looneyville. That's all, folks.
This place is crazy.
Yeah. All right, 6:50. It's the MJ Morning Show. It's 10 away from 7 o'clock. This is the MJ Morning Show on Q105. All right, hold on. I told you, we were deep. We are rich with morons in the news. And there's like a total theme today. So we've had leaf blowers being used as weapons, frying pans. We've had people shot. What's missing? What's missing, Fester?
I'm looking for another creative weapon.
No. Come on. What's missing? Come on.
A fruit attack?
No. What? A drive-through. Not a what?
A drive-through, like a fast food. Fast food.
Okay.
Altercation.
Fast food.
What weapon? A stabbing. Come on, a stabbing, guys. We haven't had a stabbing. Right, hold on a minute. The moral of fast food drive-through.
That's a theme that we have.
All right.
Hang on. It's not a complete
Back in a minute. It's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. Stand by.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. It is 6:59 here on a Tuesday. It is PDQ's Day. So what does PDQ's Day mean? Well, it's PDQ Tuesday. It means that we're going to give away a $100 PDQ gift card. So keep listening. Sometime during the show today, a PDQ gift card worth $100 will be given away. Keep listening. Is that you with a red solo cup over there, Roxanne?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up.
Who are you toasting? You just toasted somebody. You did an air toast with a red solo cup.
No, we're talking about how awful the cups are here because
we're commiserating.
My coffee's literally melting through my red solo cup right now.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, there's no cups here. You guys are pouring boiling hot coffee into red solo cups.
MJ, we are working with two morons.
Let me tell you my coffee strategy. I just went in there. I don't drink coffee every day, but I was like, you know what? I'm in the mood, so let me treat myself. And guess what? No styrofoam cups.
So there are no white styrofoam cups for hot beverages like coffee?
No.
How long have we been out of white? See, I'm not a coffee drinker. It's been a week that we've been out of white styrofoam
cups. Yeah, because remember last week it was the plastic cups?
You're telling me we've got a Publix to the right, we've got a Winn-Dixie to the left, we've got a Target down the street.
Let Fester explain.
You're telling me nobody can go, if there are a lot of coffee drinkers at Q105 and our other Beasley Media Group, you're telling me nobody can go get some white styrofoam cups for the hot beverages?
What happened was, when they were forecasting their needs...
Froggy, the side's going to melt away. Froggy, get away from the equipment! Get it away. You're going to short us out over here. I'm sorry, Fester.
No, but the Beasley penny pinchers, when they were forecasting the need for 2021, they didn't anticipate a few hires and people coming back working from home into the office. So we are officially out of our 2021 allocation of paper towels, coffee cups. We're down to our last 100 filters.
Oh, it's funny how your brain works when you're desperate for a cup of coffee and that's what you want. Because I looked at I didn't see the red solo cups right away. I looked at the filters. I'm like, how many filters would I have to stack together to make the coffee not leak through?
Like a million. Yeah. The filters, Roxanne.
Sort of what filters see, do.
Now, I, being a tier above moron, I have like a one of those Schmetties, one of those fake Yeti cups.
What?
It's what, you know, there's the Yeti brand cup. If any knockoff brand,
okay,
is like called a Schmetty.
Okay.
Like the Walmart Arctic something or.
All right, so we're out of paper towels. We're out of styrofoam cups.
Mm-hmm. We're also out of soap in the bathrooms.
Froggy, what you can do, by the way.
Because when I put my hand under it, it goes.
Yeah, but there's no soap coming out.
And there's no soap coming out. So it's just making a sound.
All right, have they paid the power? I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
I was like, wait a minute.
I was like, perfect timing.
I don't know what's going on around here.
So I think by January 1st, 2022.
Okay, so no white. We blew through our 2021 white styrofoam cup allocation. Dude, but you get a ceramic mug.
No, there are none of those either. But you know what
you
I did?
Bring your own. You can't pour boiling hot water in a red solo cup.
I'm glad you brought that up. Yes. I filled this first with cold water from the water machine, from the water dispenser, and then I added the hot coffee. So it's just kind of I'm not going to be ingesting melted plastic.
Well, Froggy is.
Yeah. Actually, this melted plastic coffee tastes great. I never tasted so much plastic.
It's the new holiday blend at Starbucks. It's melted plastic.
Would you like hazelnut? Would you like French vanilla? Would you like melted plastic?
Well, somebody broke my News Channel 8 mug, and I'll find out.
What?
Who. Yeah.
Who?
I don't know, but I found it broken.
Somebody broke your News Channel 8 mug?
Yeah, that was hand given to me by Avery Cotton, class personified.
Oh my.
It's broken now.
Oh my God.
So I have to use this.
When did you find?
You do it first?
Wait a minute. When did you find your News Channel 8?
Did you do it?
No, I didn't even know. I thought you brought it home. It was here in the station.
Yes, it was here in the station. I had it in my don't touch, under my don't touch or you'll die sign.
And somebody broke your Channel 8 morning coffee mug?
Somebody broke the handle off of it.
Sounds deliberate.
Wow. Sounds like a sabotage
it does.
To me.
That sounds like deliberate. Fester? That sounds like vandalism. Hey, how many times have I been in the morning show office?
Ever?
Ever.
I think once you walked in there accidentally.
Yes, correct.
You're like, is this Neo's office? I'm like, no, he's next door. And you left and you went next
Fester,
door.
Fester, look at me. Did you do it?
First of all, you're a son of a bitch for looking at me like that.
Unbelievable. Look at these guys. Well, do we need to ask Channel 8? Do we need to ask Avery Cotton for a new Channel 8 coffee mug?
Oh, listen to you.
I think we need to ask him for an iTeam investigation.
Yeah, like Avery will give us a second one.
Yeah.
I don't know. They've had like 17 hosts since that last cup, so we got to...
What about Marco Villarreal or something like that? We'll ask him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the final moron in the news story. Well... that's pretty stupid for you guys to pour flaming hot coffee into red plastic Solo cups.
The bottom of my cup is bubbling now. Is this bad?
You know, desperate times call for desperate measures, MJ.
All right, final item here.
Anytime now.
What are you doing?
Hey, I'm trying to set the mood here.
Okay. Oh, I was worried for a second.
I thought you had a little. I mean, he died back there.
No, I'm just
building the drama.
I'm taking a breath. I'm taking a pause. I'm setting the drama here.
Nothing builds drama on radio like 5 seconds of silence.
A woman in Corbin, Kentucky. Now we got a lot of like backwoods, rednecky kind of things today, don't we?
We had West Virginia.
Yep.
Upstate New York, which essentially is
Tennessee.
Yeah.
All right. This is out of Corbin, Kentucky, which, sounds like a real metropolis to me.
Covenant Corbin.
A Corbin woman is facing numerous charges. Why? Oh, including second-degree assault. She stabbed her cousin following an argument over a...
Don't say chicken wing.
You know what? Fill in the blanks, guys. A woman stabbed her cousin in an argument over a froggy. What do you think it is?
Bad massage.
No, but you know what? That's that's actually not too far off.
Well, I've been smacked for that reason.
So. Fester, a woman stabs her cousin in an argument over a... Oops, sorry.
Just foreshadowing there.
I mean,
yeah, hit the wrong button.
If massage was close, I'll go with something like a nail job or a pedicure or something.
You're veering now. Now you're
okay.
You're,
I don't know.
The
husband gave her a pedicure.
No, Froggy was somewhat close. Now you're veering.
He said cousin.
Roxanne.
Oh. I'm just going to veer further and stick with my original answer.
Drive-through. Yeah. Fast food drive-through.
There's a lot of those in Corbin. Drive-through.
Okay, glad I could provide you guys with so many laughs. VCR. Mm-hmm. Old VCR. I'm going old school in Kentucky.
Nope. Hey, Coop, you want to get in on this? So one woman stabs the other woman, their cousins, over this.
An overdue library book.
No.
All right, wait, I have a guess. We're both dating the same cousin.
I mean, this is Kentucky.
All right, let me give you a little, I'm going to give you an audio hint here, and I don't have the sound effect handy.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to have to do it with my mouth.
Oh, God. Oh, the electric toothbrush.
Yeah. Taser.
You're close. To the
massager
sensation.
Massager was wrong the first time you said it.
No, you said massage.
He said massage. I said nails.
Right.
Then you went.
I went, no, I didn't go. I went.
Oh, vibrator.
Yes.
Well, yes. An electric toothbrush also.
Well,
I guess.
Just hit me like a ton of bricks.
What do you say, Roxanne?
I just said an electric toothbrush is also. Vibration.
What the hell do you do with your oral B?
Or do you have alternative uses for your Sonicare?
Oral B.
Hi, my name's Roxanne, and I have no gingivitis anywhere.
So this is insane. Police were dispatched to Mitchell Hill Road in reference to a stabbing. It states that Crystal Denham called 911 stating that she stabbed her cousin. So, you call 911 after you stab your cousin. The cops show up and they put the story together. It turns out that Denham told the officer that Barton, the cousin, came to her home and they got into an argument over a sex toy. She barred it and she wanted it back.
Ew.
The citation said that she told him to get off the property. Then, so the cousin, I guess, borrowed the, according to the arrest citation, an officer was dispatched to the house in reference to the stabbing. It says that Crystal Dunham called 911 stating that she stabbed her cousin, Michael Barton. So, you see what's going on? We have a woman. So Crystal's a woman, but
Crystal
Michael Barton, the cousin, is a man.
Well, he might have had an adapter kit or something to make it work for everybody.
And their neighbors, are there double wides right next to each other? Yeah. Is that?
Don't forget the attachments.
I can't wait till Thanksgiving. I need it now.
So she borrowed it from him and he wanted it back. What the heck was this? Are these devices usually like gender specific?
Are you kidding me?
I just don't know enough about them. Do
I? I would just put the truck in reverse and back out of that station.
Beep 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 beep.
What the hell? I'm still trying to think.
Was her last name Denham? Like the jeans?
Yeah. It's Denham. So
okay, I thought you meant denim. Being named after a pair of blue jeans is like the most Kentucky name ever.
So it's the. It's the same sound, but it's spelled differently.
Hey, my cousin Corduroy, I done stabbed him.
We call him Roy for short.
Corduroy Denham, you get your butt over here.
Is this not nuts?
Well, half of the story. Well,
apparently so.
Corbin's a lovely town, by the way, off Interstate 75.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
I've actually spent the night at the Super 8 Motel in Corbin. I have.
Dude, what do you want to get murdered?
So 75. Oh, it does. Yeah. So if you head up north on 75.
Sleepy old 75 here in Tampa. You keep following it north. Takes you right through Atlanta, into Tennessee, into Kentucky, right through Corbin.
Right through the town where the sex toy incident happened between the two cousins.
Yeah. Corbin has a sign. Welcome to Corbin, sex toy capital of Kentucky.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. All right. If you are a student, listen to this. Now, this is sort of like the health and wellness segment of the MJ Morning Show. If you're a student, what do you think sugary drinks before class might do? If you're a student, sugary drinks, if you pop back something with a lot of sugar before you go to class, what do you think that the outcome might be?
Anxiety attack.
No. Anybody?
I mean, it's either going to be an upper or a downer.
Sugary drinks.
They're going to crash in the middle of class and go to sleep.
Sugary drinks have been linked to a unhealthy lifestyle. Listen, people that are, like, I'm sure in Kentucky over there, I'm sure they're drinking, like, 2-liter bottles of Mountain Dew every hour on
Wasn't
the hour.
Wasn't that Honey Boo Boo? Is Honey Boo Boo? Yeah, she was from Kentucky.
Her go-go juice.
Go-go juice.
Was Mountain Dew. I don't know if it was Kentucky, but it was one of those states. Kentucky actually went to war with West Virginia over the Mountain Dew River.
It's our rights.
The Mountain Dew rights. So, a new study finds that, sugary drinks are obviously unhealthy, obesity, among kids especially, but a new study finds that this may be the case with young boys, but also they've discovered that sugary drinks for girls may actually benefit them in the classroom. So we've got a gender split here. Researchers are saying that having a sugary or artificially sweetened drink does not affect the classroom behavior, the physical behavior of young girls, but also their math scores go up. So if you're a girl and you're in school, the claim here from this research is a sugary drink will boost your classroom performance, especially in mathematics.
Load Chloe up on this. Well, that's great.
The sugary drinks, we're making jokes about Mountain Dew, but that's also like juices, right? Doesn't juice have like a lot of sugar in it? Like apple juice and grape juice?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's that. They call those the hidden sugars. That you think that you're drinking really healthy stuff, but keep in mind, I think like a 12-ounce glass of orange juice actually has more sugar in it than a 12-ounce can of Coke.
MJ, back in my...
If I'm not... Hey, could you look that up?
Do
you
mind? I will.
Yeah, I think...
Curious.
I hope I'm not talking out of my rear end over here, but I think I think that's the case. I think there's more sugar in a glass of delicious fresh squeezed orange juice than in a can
in a
of
Red
Coke.
Bull. Maybe
I don't know much about Red Bull, but what are you typing in? Are you typing in?
Yeah. Okay. So I just found sugar in. No, I
just
found...
no. Just do a comparison. Just type in a comparison: sugar in soda and orange juice, or something to that effect, or Coke and orange juice. Yeah, see what happens.
I gave my kid a Red Bull one time before a Little League game.
Yep.
Because I thought it would wake him up, and it made him real sleepy.
The what?
I gave him, like, he was awake for like 15 minutes, and he was like,
Hold on.
Yes.
How old was your kid when you gave him a Red Bull?
I think he was about 6. What? Well, I gave him and his buddy one. Dude, it backfired. It was bad.
You're giving 6-year-olds Red Bull?
I thought it would wake him up for the. We had an 8 a.m. game.
Dude, you're not supposed
to. What am I going to give him coffee?
Dude, you're not supposed to give. Well, it'd probably be better than a Red Bull. You don't give.
He got sick. He threw up a little
bit.
Don't
give 6-year-olds Red Bull.
It was a bad idea.
Was it a baseball game?
Yeah, it was when he did Little League when I was coaching. I made an executive decision.
Wait, you were the coach and you're giving 6-year-olds.
I tried to give the whole team.
Was this T-ball?
Why didn't you just give him greenies while you're at it?
Yeah, it was T-ball.
Jeez.
You're giving 6-year-old T-ball players. A round of Red Bulls?
What you don't understand is the championship game. God, they got to wake up. They're acting like little babies.
Coach Froggy.
Did the other parents know that you were giving 6-year-old ball players Red Bull?
I gave them all the option. And only only my buddy and his kid and my kid took it.
What is the matter with you?
And they crashed out in the middle of the game.
Well, that's because why.
You needed to give them more after the third inning.
My God.
In the end, I think it was a bad decision.
What'd you find on the sugar?
It's the same. The dirty secret is that orange juice has the same amount of sugar as soda, about 5 to 8 teaspoons per cup.
Impossible. They taste totally different.
Oh, you know what it is? Maybe the same sugar. I know what it is. You just jarred my memory. I think the calorie count. I think there's more calories in like a 12-ounce glass of orange juice than like a 12-ounce glass of Coke or Pepsi. I think that's the deal. So sugar's about the same, but I think there are more calories in the orange juice, comparatively speaking, to the Coke or the Pepsi.
Yeah, but sugar drinks can mean a lot of things. It doesn't necessarily mean to be soda or Baja Blast Mountain Dew.
Yeah, everything has sugar. I put sugar in my water.
I can't believe you're giving 6-year-olds Red Bull.
All right, let's not keep bringing that up. I might get in trouble.
How long ago was this?
Oh, Max was 6, so...
3 years ago?
Yeah.
The statute of poisoning children's limitation is expired.
Why don't you just stop at ABC Liquors and give them little bottles of Tito's or something?
I tried to get him to drink an espresso. He thought it was too hot.
How about just get a little bottles of Fireball?
Here, have some Cuban coffee.
Rox, you probably have tried every kind of diet thing and fad in the book, or you're at least aware, right?
Yeah.
Over the years.
Sure.
What are some of the the crazy diet things that you've kind of glommed onto?
Okay, so the ones that I've tried, I mean, I've done like Atkins diet just for like a day.
All right.
I've done vegan for like 2 days.
Okay.
I've done Mediterranean. I try to do that one regularly.
What about like specific items like taking something or drinking something or incorporating a certain item into the diet because there's word that people swear by this, you know?
Maybe goji berries. I remember I was on a goji berry kick for a while.
Yeah, Fester.
The best thing in the world for your body? The best thing?
What?
Besides Hershey chocolate syrup, the best thing, and I swear by it myself, is Bragg's apple cider vinegar.
Dude, how'd you know where I was going?
Dude, I buy Bragg's apple cider vinegar. I drink like a teaspoon of it a day.
It's clearly not.
Oh, yeah, it's really helping.
It's not working.
I tuned out when you said the best nutritional advice I could ever give you.
Listen, I'll tell you.
Dude, how'd you know I was... That's exactly... I didn't want to let you guys know where I was headed because I wanted to get your reaction.
Bragg's apple cider vinegar, you drink like a tablespoon of that with water or even straight or cut it with water, it cleans you out.
Really?
Listen to this.
All the toxins.
Let me get some.
People swear by apple cider vinegar for weight loss.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Yeah, I love that stuff.
Dude, that is crazy.
It is the most pungent, and it has to have the mother in it.
Oh, what? That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the term.
Yeah, the mother. When you pick, when you buy right. Bragg's apple cider, you have to lift it up and look at all the sediment on the bottom.
Yeah, you got
to
have that stuff that looks like it's like rusty old pipes from a 1912 house.
That's the good stuff.
Like it's
right.
like it's lead-filled water from Flint, Michigan. That's what it's got to look like that on the bottom.
And then you shake it up.
Yeah.
And then I usually drink it like in a big tumbler of water. I'll put like just a tablespoon, and it tastes like a really awful apple juice.
Dude.
How about you just shoot it down really quick, you
that's
moron?
No, because it's too, it's
let's
too
make
harsh.
It, let's make as much of it as possible.
No, if you drink it straight, like it's like abrasive to your...
Give me it. I'll take it right now.
I think a lot of people do it straight.
Seriously, people do this. And it's not just the drinking of the apple cider. I guess they make apple cider vinegar pills as well.
Ew. So you can buy, I've seen them in tablet form.
And do you put it in water and then drink it? Is that how it works? So you just take the tablets?
No, it's like fish oil pills.
Yeah. I just found some gummies, some apple cider gummies, if you want to do those.
Disgusting.
They don't taste like apple cider.
Are they all out of sardine gummies?
No, they don't taste like apple cider. But I've never taken the pills or the gummies, but yeah, straight apple cider vinegar is great.
How does it help you?
Okay, even though I'm a large person. I feel like I have no obstructions in my system because it really flushes everything through.
I might need
and
that.
And it makes so your
you're
body...
So you're talking about if you look at your GPS of the car, the traffic backup red zone is now green?
All the way.
Once
it goes past your lips, it does nothing but good things.
Really?
I'm telling you.
You sold me.
So apple cider vinegar is proven to control blood sugar spikes in some type 2 diabetics. Do you have the diabetes?
I don't have the diabetes.
How is that possible?
I haven't been to a doctor in, what year is this?
You haven't been in 6 or 7 years.
Serious? I got to go get my, I get a physical every year. I got to go see Dr. L and get my yearly physical.
I got Froggy for my physical.
You're at the year where you need to check all kinds of things.
Yeah, we're at that time of the year where you and I need to go back to that production room and check that out.
People are swearing by apple cider vinegar. Acetic acid is an active ingredient in apple cider. It's likely the driver of many health benefits.
It alkalines your body.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, so you're more alkaline instead of acidic.
They're saying that it can control blood sugar spikes, reduce LDL cholesterol, and people swear by drinking apple cider vinegar for weight loss.
But generally speaking, overall, you feel better if you just consume a little bit of it.
I'm telling you right now that I'm going to get the apple cider vinegar ready because that's what we use that as part of the brine for our turkey coming up for Thanksgiving. So
if you buy pasteurized apple cider vinegar, it tastes completely different than the Bragg stuff.
No, you got to buy the stuff with all the gook and the sediment on the bottom.
It's like 20 times as expensive as well.
All right, when we get back in a minute, there is a big chunk of noise about a celebrity that's coming to town, and I couldn't care less.
What?
Hold on, why are you giving me a look?
There's a celebrity coming to town that Froggy and I are totally geeking out on.
Dude,
oh my God. Me and Fetzer are going to have so much fun.
We were talking last night about this.
Don't say it.
I don't know if he's doing the right one.
Hang on. Let's see if we're on the same page. There's a big deal about this, and I could not.
Oh, you're the idiot then.
I could not care less.
I was
about
this close to thinking about inviting you to come with us.
You should come.
I think I'm going.
Wait a minute. All right, well, hold on. This is going to be very interesting.
Are we talking about the same thing?
Are we talking about the same thing? All right, hang on.
I hope so.
Next on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105. It is 7:30. And, well, something has just developed on the show. By the way, Truth Booth is on the way in about half an hour. So right around 8 o'clock, 7:58, 7:59, 8 o'clock, a brand new Truth Booth. This is where Froggy rolls out the questions and we must answer honestly. Sometimes provides for some awkward moments. Also, we have a $100 PDQ gift card. It's PDQ Tuesday or PDQ's Day. Got a $100 gift card we'll give away in just a bit. Keep listening. We'll tell you what to call in. All right. Just at the end of last segment here on the show, at the very end, I mentioned there's a celebrity coming to town. Let me try to do it exactly how I said it. Guys, there's a celebrity coming to town. And
Oh my God. I know who it is.
I got to be honest. I couldn't care less.
Well, you're out of the loop.
And then Fester and Froggy, they get all jacked up and hyped up. All right, so let's recreate what just happened organically live on the air.
Okay.
All right, guys, there is a celebrity coming to town. It was just announced, and guys, I could not.
Oh, my God.
I could not.
Me and Fester are so excited about it.
I could not care less.
We're going to make a night of it. All right. Oh, my God, it's going to be so awesome.
So, listen, Froggy and I don't text back and forth at night excited over somebody coming to town.
Get out of here.
I swear, last night, we were going, hey, are you going to this? Do you want to go? And Froggy's like, I'm already going. You should come with.
All right, ready?
Us.
Yes.
Wait, listen. I hope we're on the same page.
Hold on a minute. All right, I'm going to give a countdown.
Right.
3, 2, and nope, not yet. But when I get to, let's all say the name at the same time.
After one?
Yes.
Is it on one or after
one? No, after one.
Okay.
All right. So let's see. And Rox, jump in on this too.
I was wrong with my guess. My guess was.
No, I'll say it yet.
Well, hold on. All right, well,
I was wrong.
So you want to recuse yourself?
I'm recusing.
Okay. Good. Now, I don't know if I'm on the same page as Fester and Froggy.
Right.
I saw this, and I'm like, I don't give a flying crap about this.
I saw this, and I'm like, there's no way in hell I'm missing this.
All right, ready?
Yes.
All right, so Froggy and Fester are all geeking out. I'm like, who cares? Are we talking about the same person? All right, you ready? 3, 2, 1.
Jake Paul!
Tyson Fury's ass. Terrible brother, Tommy Fury. Who cares? Oh my gosh. We're going to win. You guys are so dorky. All right, guys. We're going with my dad. Gosh, you give me a headache. This is the night.
We're going to rent a car and get crunked.
Oh, gross.
Who are you thinking of?
Sebastian Maniscalco. So that was wrong.
Maniscalco?
Sebastian Maniscalco, the comic?
Hey,
you're right. You should have added into that. Hey, 3-2. Sebastian Maniscalco.
We're talking about a real celebrity.
They offered to have him in the studio.
Uh-huh.
I didn't return their call. Was that something I should have done?
No, he's a top
guy.
He's a funny guy, but we don't really do comedians. That's not really great. It's all right. No, he's a great guy.
I'm sure he'll do a great show.
Oh, he's hilarious, but he's no Jake.
Do you want to go to that show with me, MJ, since they have their Jake Paul deal?
Yeah.
Now, guys,
hold on. Two buses. One's going to Sebastian Maniscalco with Roxanne. The other one's going to the fight with Froggy and I. Which one do you get on?
Hang on a minute. Let's lay this out. So it was announced yesterday. There was a press conference that this YouTube entity, what do you call this? YouTube
megastar,
superstar, genius marketing machine.
YouTuber Jake Paul, who's turned into a boxer, is going to be in a fight at the Amalie Arena in December, on December 18th.
And he will fill it.
You give him the respect he deserves. He is a brilliant, brilliant person.
And he's changed the face of boxing, might I add.
I won't be. I'll be on a flight to London on December 18th.
Oh.
I'm serious.
You're going to be missing out on the greatest night in Tampa Bay
history.
What's
the difference between him and Logan?
Well, they're both kind of geniuses, but Jake is on another level. He could actually box.
Now, hold on a minute. Who's the one that said they will never box again? Wasn't that Jake Paul? What? Wasn't there?
Yeah, he said it for like a day.
Wasn't there an issue like a couple of months ago where he said, "That's it, I'm retiring, I'm done"?
No, he's making $20 million a fight. He's not going to retire,
yeah, right? Listen, these guys call people out online where they have no choice but to fight them.
But this guy, his YouTube videos. Give me an example of his YouTube videos that he did back when he first started.
He went up to Floyd Mayweather and said, "Got your hat," and took his hat and then got his ass beat by his entire team. He's awesome.
The guy
has a set the size of a bean
bag. If you
want
to talk about somebody in this current society whose mouth is writing checks that his ass can cash, it's him.
And then he goes in and knocks people
out. Can you say butt instead of ass?
No.
Ass is what he's doing. He's kicking ass.
He's kicking them. All of them. Line them up. He'll kick them all.
All right, so he's beating
two professional fighters.
Frog, let me get a word in edgewise here. All right, so he's 24 years old. He's undefeated. Is that true?
Yeah, he's won like 5 or 6 fights.
And he's had pay-per-views that have almost 2 million people paying?
Yes.
Well, how much? Is it like $19.99, $29.99, $39.99?
No, it's like $60.
Yeah, $59.99.
Are you serious?
So he gets back-end deals on all those. And I've seen all of his fights. You know, I'm a big proponent on stealing fights. Right. I mean, watching fights.
Right, on illegal sites.
So, I've been following his career. I've been trying to get Fester into him for months. He's finally coming around to see the genius.
I can't believe you guys are, like, geeking out over this thing. Well,
the guy's a real star. What are you talking about?
I mean, I had a chance to go to the Super Bowl, and I was like, meh. But this, I'm definitely going
This is going to be a fiasco. I mean, what's the matter with you? You're out of it.
It just doesn't interest me. I don't care about Jake Paul.
Everybody else.
What's
does.
His walk-up music? Is it pageantry, like, you know, UFC fighting?
All right, is this a guy thing only, or is this a...
No!
Are there women that can... You know what? Are you saying that women...
I bet you right now, if you talk to our women listeners only, not the men, not the knuckleheads like Froggy and I, we have that base covered.
All right.
How many women listeners are excited and geeked out for this fight happening next month?
All right, let's go to phones. 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. Am I out of it? Am I like totally out of
time?
Am I completely like head in the sand? Are there women that want to yell at me that they can't believe that I don't give a flying you know what about Jake Paul and him bringing a fight to the Amalie Arena on December 18th?
All right, not a fight, okay? Mike Tyson brings a fight.
Is he fighting Mike Tyson?
No, his brother is the...
All right, let's go to phones. 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. Yeah, I want to hear from women. Do you give a flying you-know-what about the announcement that Jake Paul is coming to Amalie in December, and he's going to be fighting some dude named Tommy Fury?
That's the heavyweight champion of the world's little brother.
So, MJ, understand how this guy changed the game. Remember when boxing was all about the promoters and Don King and everything had to go through him?
Yeah.
He's a limit. Don King is fired because of him. It's one boxer calling out another boxer, and they fight, and they have a massive pay-per-view
on
event.
Social media, basically.
Sure.
Well, he started on Triller, that crazy pay-per-view network, and then he got picked up by Showtime. Now his fights are on Showtime.
What's going to happen when this non-professional gets like knocked into a coma?
Oh, it's done. But there's rumors that there's a no knockout clause in his contracts, because he hasn't been knocked out yet, and he's fought some real fighters.
Let's go to phones here.
So, I
want to hear from our women listeners. Am I out of touch? I don't care about Jake Paul. Do you care about Jake Paul and this big announcement of his fight coming up at Amalie in December? They had a press conference, right? He was he did a presser yesterday. He's wearing I saw the video. He's wearing like a lightning jersey.
Yeah. Of course he is.
Yeah.
He compares himself to Mike Tyson and Muhammad Ali.
What?
Oh, he's better than both those guys.
What are you talking about?
He's 20 times as smart.
All right, let's go to phones. 800-990-1047. I got to hear from women. Do you care about Jake Paul? And do you think I'm less of a man that I don't give a flying crap about this?
Well, you should.
Am I a weenie? Am I a total weenie over here? All right, 800-990-1047. Let's go to, Roberta is in Newport Richey. Hello, Roberta. You're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Good morning, MJ. You're not with it. You need to get with Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Are you a fan?
Come on now. Yeah.
All right, Roberta, how old are you?
I don't want to tell you that.
No, I understand. I'm just trying to understand, like, there's no problem with that. There's no problem with 52. But what I'm saying is, I'm just trying to figure out what the demographic is of the women that are into Jake Paul. That's all I'm trying to say.
I don't know. There's just something about him. He can fight. And
all right, now, are you going to go to the Amalie Arena and watch it in person, or are you just going to buy the pay-per-view?
If I can go in person, I'm there.
See?
All right. Thank you.
There's something about anybody can call out anybody, but when the guy calls you out a professional fighter, then goes knocks him out. I mean, come on. Well, how can you respect that?
But who is he really beat up that's, like, really great?
Tyron Woodley, Ben Askren, an Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah, rocks.
Never heard of him.
All right, before I move on, let me grab, how about Stephanie in Dade City? Hello, Stephanie. You're on the MJ Morning Show. Jake Paul, do you care? I don't.
No, I could care less.
But, Stephanie.
All right, look, see, Stephanie and I are going to get along here.
Stephanie. And me too, Stephanie. Yeah. I'm with you.
All right, so Stephanie, you but you know who he is, obviously, right?
I do, and not a fan. Just don't see anything to write home about.
Yeah, I don't get all the hype here. I don't get it. Stephanie, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. It's just kind of a mixed bag. And I got to move on because we got
In the boxing world, that would be called a draw.
Yeah.
let's just call it what it is. It's a draw.
And on that day, me and Fesh are going to fight each other live in studio. We're going to box each other. We're going to have MJ Day of Fights.
That would be Fester and I.
Me and Fester, we're going at it.
That's the last show of the year. On the day before.
It's going to be big.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Hold on. What say it again?
The 17th is the last.
I won't be here the 17th.
Okay.
So our last show will be Thursday the 16th.
Oh, okay. Let me write that down.
Yeah, Chloe's doing a semester in London, so we're taking her to.
Semester in London?
Well, like a mini semester in
London. Oh, my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah, for college.
Beach HCC, where I went.
This is very rare that I'm working this far ahead. I'm last minute,
We don't even know what days you're taking off Thanksgiving week. You might be here Thursday.
All right, folks, we have a controversy. There is an MJ Morning Show controversy afoot here. I think this is like theft of service. I heard a conversation that we have to talk about, and it involves members of the morning show and the swapping of warehouse club membership cards. Now, if you think this sounds like a plan spearheaded by Fester, you would be 100% right. Now, this
MJ, what are you doing?
This is not legit.
What are you? what are you, moral god here?
I'm a cheese eater.
I'm the warehouse. I'm the Costco, Sam's Club, BJ's police. So, Fester's got a racket going on where he buys a membership at one of the clubs, and then you trade your membership with others that buy. So somebody buys a Sam, someone buys a BJ's, and then when you get additional, how do you do it?
Well, everybody knows that I am a Sam's Clubber. Maybe you don't. I don't know. But I have the little digital Apple wallet on my phone,
right,
and I can take a picture of my Sam's Club card.
Okay.
I, yesterday, sent that out to the MJ Morning Show group text chat that we have, so you guys can enjoy it at your leisure, knowing that my partner in crime, the beautiful Roxanne Wilder.
Oh, Roxanne's in on this too. Oh, my God.
Reciprocating my offerings by sharing her Costco membership with me.
So, Fester, you're sharing your Sam's Club membership with Roxanne, and Roxanne is going to share
my Sam's Club membership.
Okay, let me just start by saying that Fester brought me into this.
Guys, it's like $60 a year.
I groomed Roxanne into this enterprise.
He did bring me into this, and I think that would bring us closer doing something naughty together.
Mm.
And
Fester and Roxanne doing something.
Okay, so
together.
I was all for it, but Fester, you do know that the picture ID is on mine.
They don't check my face. They don't check that. They don't check that.
Or you just hold your thumb over.
They don't
the picture.
Check that. They don't know.
When you walk in the door, I think I could probably flash a library card and they'll let you.
Yeah.
But the problem is when you check out, they take your card when you check out.
Yeah, they do.
Do you think you're checking a passport entering a foreign country?
I am no longer a Sam's Club member.
You are now. You got my card. Anytime you want.
Well, I'm no longer a Sam's Club member because in their infinite wisdom, those boneheads, they closed down the South Tampa Sam's Club, the one just south of Gandy, right behind the Home Depot. Why did they shut that place down?
Yeah, the old Highline location.
Yeah, why did they shut that Sam's Club down? They closed the place. It's like, why? So I'm not driving, you know, where's the closest Sam's Club? Is it like
Clearwater,
like
Northdale, Mabry?
Northdale Mabry, right?
Yeah. I got word from my chick that you can go to self-checkout and they won't check your card.
Boom.
So how do they...
Booyaka, booyaka.
So how do they police this? Is this rampant, people like sharing their membership with others? This has got to be against the rules. I got to believe that if Sam finds out, he's going to kick you out of the club there.
If Sam finds out, you know what he's going to do?
Nothing.
Nothing. What are they going to do?
They want your money. That's
throw you in Sam's Club jail? Mr. Costco is going to get all bent out of shape because I'm buying $5 rotisserie chickens?
What if there's anyone listening that got rejected at one of the clubs because you were pilfering the card from somebody else? Anybody with awareness, let's see if we can get some calls on this. Because we've uncovered kind of a little scam-a-lama-ding-dong here in the studio that Fester by Sam's Club, Fester sharing Sam's Club apparently with the whole crew, and then Roxanne is going to give Fester, how are you going to give Fester your Costco access?
Well, I don't know how to do that because, it is my picture on there.
It will have to be like child custody where I have maybe weekends.
Are you into BJ's?
No.
I
would ask you the same thing.
That didn't come out right.
I'm not mad at it. I just don't go there as often as I'd like.
I'm sorry. Hold on.
I would throw that question back at you.
Do you?
She's more of a Costco girl.
Do you? Because BJ's is also not far from West Chase, right?
I don't know.
So no one's a BJ's member?
No.
All right.
That place is like the minor leagues.
What do you mean it's the minor league? Yes, Coop.
Well, my roommate's a BJ's member, so Fester, if you want to work something out, I can get his information.
He's down for it.
We're going to have a warehouse.
A trade for BJ's.
We're going to have a warehouse club, like, love triangle here.
I don't know if I need your
now
roommate.
Now we're putting BJ's in the mix.
Guys, I got a Scotty's membership here. Anybody want to trade?
Hi. Has anyone ever been... Oh, look at the phones. I haven't even given out the number yet. Has anyone ever been busted with one of these warehouse club rackets? Have you tried to use someone else's card and you got rejected? You know, how do they police this? All right, 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. I only got a couple of minutes here because I want to keep on time because we have the truth booth coming up. So, Coop, can you screen quickly? 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047.
There's no prison in there. I mean, what are they going to do?
All they could do is kick you out, I guess.
Hang on, let me grab Jeremy. Jeremy, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Jeremy, do you have an issue with a warehouse club situation?
No, it wasn't really an issue for me, but we went to Sam's Club to use our card one time, and they were like, would you like to use the $380 that you guys have saved? And I'm like, what are you talking about? I haven't been here in like 7 months. So somebody else was using my card, but ended up saving, like, you know, compiling all those savings, and they're like, would you like to use it? I said, yep.
Who is using your card?
I don't know. I have no idea who it was.
God, that worked out for you. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Who am I grabbing next? Let me grab
Caroline.
Caroline is, I don't know what Caroline is. Hi, Caroline. You're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Hi. So we moved to Florida, I don't know, about a year ago from Massachusetts.
Yep.
And when we first got here, I had Costco's and BJ's in Mass, but I didn't have Sam's, so I took my dad's card thinking I could use it, and they caught me red-handed, and they were like, don't do that again. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm shopping for my dad, even though I wasn't.
All right, so how did they catch you? Was it going in or at checkout?
It was at checkout. There was this, I went to self-checkout thinking I'd be good to go, and then this like random person walked up to me and was like, can I just see your card? We're checking cards today. And I was like, oh, I'm busted.
They have random card checkers.
Yeah, it's like a DUI checkpoint. You know,
exactly. And you look like, you know, deer in the headlights. You're like, oh gosh, that's it. I'm done.
So what happened? Did they let you check out or they threw you out?
Well, I pulled the, you know, my dad, I'm just shopping for my dad. He couldn't come. And
he's in a wheelchair. He got hit by a bus. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Got hit by a Heartline bus, you know, across
and
the street.
Like, well, just make sure he's with you next time. Wow. And I'm like, okay, perfect.
thank you, Caroline. All right, one more. Oh, Oscar used to work at Costco. Oscar, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Have you heard about the racket that Fester's spearheading in the studio?
not only did I hear it, I used to witness it firsthand. I worked in the membership department, you know, taking people's money and giving them membership cards back in the late 90s.
All right, so what happens? How do they police this?
Well, back then, the card had your picture on it. And, you know, some people that were counters at the door would, you know, really enforce it and would look at it and say, this isn't you or whatever, not let you in at all.
Yeah, well, when I go, I'm a Costco member now, and they never look at the card. You just flash the card. I could flash a voter registration card. I think they'd let me in. Mm. All right, thanks.
Independent.
All right, come faster. All right, well.
Listen, it's going to work. It's going to be great. Yeah. And you guys, all of you, Coop included, has access to my Sam's
until card. You got a whole basket full of stuff. You got two shopping carts full, and they throw you out.
They're not going to throw you out.
Yeah. All right, Truth Booth is next. Ladies and gentlemen, the Froggy Truth Booth is next. I love the Truth Booth. This is where every member of the show that participates is compelled to tell the truth when asked questions. And apparently we have some kind of celebrity, we have a special guest in the Truth Booth next here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Stand by.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is 8 o'clock. It's the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. We'll do a $100 PDQ gift card on PDQ's Day in just a bit. Keep listening. How did that come? Before I get to the Truth Booth, hold on one sec. How did that just come up about something that happened a long time ago where someone told Michelle, what were you guys just talking about? So years ago, and this was on the show, years ago during the MJ Morning Show, we discussed that a friend of Michelle's, a good friend of Michelle's, said, oh my God, your husband has the best job in the world for you to have an affair because you always know where he is. You can always just make sure he's at work. He's on the air from, you know, 6 to 10 a.m. doing the morning show. So how did this come up? Oh, I haven't thought about that in years.
Yeah. Okay. So
we discussed this years ago, and then I just heard you telling Roxanne this story, and then Roxanne, you said, oh, I remember. You remember hearing that?
Oh, I remember hearing that story, and it does make perfect sense, because what's the ingredient you need in an affair? You need to know where your spouse is at all times. You're tethered to this studio.
How about you just don't have an affair?
I'm not condoning it. I'm talking about people who think like that.
How about if you want to remain faithful, that you don't remain married or you don't get married?
Well, you're missing the whole point.
How about that?
Listen, how about we record a couple of best of segments and spy on our spouses? How about that?
Ooh, listen, now you're talking.
MJ, this episode of the Truth Booth that's about to happen in a couple of minutes.
Yes.
It's been top secret. I know who the Truth Booth is with. Froggy knows who. We're the co-producers of this segment.
All right, so you have no idea. I have no idea. You have a special surprise guest for the Truth Booth, right?
Roxanne has no idea. But I've been passive-aggressively antagonizing Roxanne for several days now that the person is affiliated with her.
All right, but what does this have to do with...
And then she goes, well, I know it's not Doug, because Doug is at his meeting with his team. And I go, psh, you don't know anything. You're stuck in the studio with us.
Oh, and that's
Doug can be anywhere.
And that's how you
and
brought
that's
up.
How that morphed into.
Yes.
Oh, Michelle's friend a long time ago told her, oh, your husband has the perfect job to have an affair.
So.
Yeah. I know where Doug is.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Tell it to your lawyer. The fact is, the person on line 16 is the special
guest. We don't have a line 16.
I always add 10 to make it sound like we're a bigger radio station than we are.
He's been doing that for years.
Yeah. Line 11, line 12. I never say line 1 or line 2.
It's line 6.
No, so line 12 is line 2.
Line 76, MJ.
Line 407.
It's a lot of math.
It's always the last digit. MJ, are you... Roxanne, are you ready for this special guest of the Truth Booth?
Yeah, I do. I am totally ready.
My God, I'm
MJ, are you ready for the special guest?
I'm intrigued.
This might be... I'm going to walk out because Hal Herman's going to work his way in here.
All right.
This is going to be the most awkward Truth Booth, and it might be the end of Truth Booth.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
All right.
Let me get Hal, you ready?
All right.
Okay.
Here we go. Ladies. ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the MJ Morning Show Truth Booth.
Everybody!
This is where Froggy assumes the role of game show host Hal Herman.
That's right, Hal Herman's in the building.
Froggy has a ridiculous sport coat and ridiculous necktie on, and he's he's got a ridiculous fake-looking Bob Barker long car antenna microphone. There's a laser light show in here today. I don't know what's going on. Wait till you see the video. Froggy, remember, your fake mic is not real. You have to talk.
Oh, gosh, I forget it every time.
You have to talk into the real microphone.
It's literally just a piece of paper.
My name's Hal, by the way, and welcome to...
Can you stop yelling into the
microphone? Sure, absolutely. Let me do it a little quieter?
Yes.
You just try to yell a little. I'm not even going to yell this time. Let me do it.
Truth Booth.
Welcome to the Truth Booth.
Whoa. And the Truth Booth is where the contestants are compelled to tell the truth with whatever question is asked.
That's right. You cannot lie, the Truth Booth. It's a federal offense.
All right, apparently there's someone on hold. I have no idea who it is.
Are we ready to bring on the special guest that's going to enter the Truth Booth?
I'm so excited.
All right, MJ, if you want to go ahead and bring up the guests and see if they are there.
All right, good morning, special guest on the Truth Booth. Welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning, who?
Hi, Dad.
Welcome to the Truth Booth with Chloe.
Why do I think this is going very, very bad?
Thank you for joining us in the Truth Booth, Chloe. As you know, you cannot lie in the Truth Booth. This might get awkward for Daddy.
All right, Chloe is... My daughter Chloe, who's now 20. Why are you're over there patting your head and chuckling?
Because I wrote all the questions.
The answer's ready to go.
All right, so my daughter Chloe, who's now 20 years old, Chloe will be 21 next August. She's a sophomore at the University of New Hampshire on the women's soccer team. And Chloe, I guess, is the special guest. A lot of listeners heard Chloe born on this show and grow up on this show when we were over across the street.
Yes. Now, we have 7 questions we're going to have to power through.
All right, let's go.
Number 1, Chloe, are you ready?
Yes.
Explain the rules one more time.
Of course, Chloe knows that if you're in the Truth Booth, you cannot lie. You must tell the truth. As I said, people have been arrested for lying in the Truth Booth. Okay?
Federal offense. Got it.
All right, question number 1. When was the last time you got litty on Margs? In other words, drunk. MJ, are you okay?
What was the last time my daughter got drunk?
Well, she is in college. She's having a good time over there. Just asking, in the Truth Booth, the last time you got drunk?
That would be this past Sunday when I went for Mass. And I had too much of the blood of Christ.
She had some vino.
You got drunk on wine at church?
What the? Okay, so 2 days ago, that's a...
You're in a jizzle. No,
she didn't go to church.
Dad, you're not allowed to defend.
I'm guessing that there was some kind of party that she went to last weekend.
Yeah, I'm guessing she didn't really go to prayer.
Chloe, you obviously don't know what the definition of complete truth is. So we're going to need you to tighten that up.
Okay, are you ready for the next question?
Okay.
Now, I want you to think back through your entire childhood, your entire life, basically. Have you ever accidentally heard your parents making love?
No.
Thank God. Oh, boy, that one gave me chills.
Dude, come on.
All right.
Oh, they get better.
Now, next question. If you thought that one was awkward, get ready to strap in. Have you ever accidentally seen your father naked? Oh.
Dude.
Yes.
The horror!
That's a horrific answer. Oh my God, I mean, we've all been there. We've all seen our parents, but I was hoping for the...
Froggy, you're 8 feet away from the microphone.
Oh, sorry, again, I forget.
You're talking into your fake prop microphone instead of the real broadcast microphone.
What happened? I mean, what kind of a hellish day was this?
No follow-up questions.
Chloe, when was this?
Like a very long time ago. You were in the shower.
Oh. And you were like, how old?
I had to be like 10.
Gosh, that sounds Jeez. Like a life-changing experience for right. the negative.
Next question.
All right, this is going to lighten it up a little bit.
All right, folks, if you're just tuning in, it is the Truth Booth, and they've dragged my daughter Chloe in from college up in New England to answer the questions in the guest Truth Booth yes. this morning. Yes, go ahead.
All right, Chloe, of course, you have to tell the truth. Say you were living at home with your parents, and your parents had a separation. Who would you choose to live with?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, jeez.
What's the matter? It's the truth, Booth. We got to know the truth.
Oh, my gosh.
Do I have to answer the question again?
So if she had a select, if Michelle and I split and, well,
Mommy and Daddy broke up.
She would have had to been younger at
yes,
the time.
Yes, obviously she's not going to be in college.
So who would Chloe choose to live with if Michelle and I split? Would she choose Mom or me, Dad?
It's a very simple question, All Chloe. Right. Who do you want to live with? Mommy and Daddy broke up.
Hello?
My mom.
What?
My mom.
Oh! MJ, your face just dropped.
Oh, Chloe, my God. You could see the dagger enter his heart. Oh.
I'm so sorry, Dad.
Oh, my God. Can we even continue?
God, this truth booth is so uncomfortable.
MJ, are you just, the blood has left your face. This is... Are you okay?
I feel like I was just punched in the gut by that idiot Jake Paul.
Maybe this was a bad idea.
Can you get MJ some water, please?
Oh, my goodness. He just got punched in the face by his own daughter.
Get me some smelling salts. All right, next question. Are we almost done with this?
I have one more.
She'd still visit you.
One more.
All right.
Okay, now this is going to be a big one. Okay. Chloe, are you there?
Yeah.
If Bon Jovi's son, your friend from high school, proposed marriage to you and said, I want to elope right now, talking about marrying Bon Jovi's son, what do you say?
Yes.
Listening, little Bon Jovi. I hope you're listening, because just after you shot your dad through the heart,
oh my God, Chloe!
Wow.
Listen, he's a nice guy.
So much to go over with that one.
Yeah, Jake Bon Jovi, Chloe friends, and you keep in touch with Jake, right?
Yes, he's dating Millie Bobby Brown.
What? Oh, now he's dating Millie. So they had Chloe and Jake Bon Jovi, Bon Jovi's second youngest son. They were good friends in New York, and they hung out quite a bit. So now he's dating the girl from Stranger Things, right?
Yep.
She ain't got nothing on you, Chloe.
Chloe, really missed out. MBB as a superstar.
Are you going to send him an MP3 of this segment?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Good call, kid.
MJ, I want to say I apologize for the way you looked after that question of your daughter choosing your wife, but it's been a fun Truth Booth.
All right, ladies and gentlemen,
thanks for hanging out.
This has been the Truth Booth with my daughter, Chloe. All right, Chloe, get to work. Don't you have a paper to write or something?
Yep.
All right. Bye, Chloe.
Bye, Chloe. Thanks for coming on.
Do I say I love you now?
Oh, I mean,
yes.
That was brutal.
If you want to win her back and get her to live with you.
I love you, Chloe.
She
just hung up.
Yeah.
Sorry, it was a little awkward, but yeah. Fester was the head writer.
She just hung up.
And Thanksgiving is just 2 weeks away. Awkward family time.
Awkward family time. That's right, Ross.
Wow.
Thank you for coming to the Truth Booth. My name is Hal Herman. This has been a Fester and Froggy production.
And make sure you get your pets spayed and neutered.
Make sure you cut your pets' crotches and cut their balls off. See you later.
Dude, I just dumped that. I just dumped that.
Oh my God, did he just say that on air? Hal?
Yeah. It'll be in the MJ TV video. Don't worry.
I just dumped that.
Oh, Hal, he is out of control.
I dumped that from the broadcast.
He fell off the wagon yesterday. I don't think he told you, but he's drunk again.
All right, so speaking of Thanksgiving. That's right. Chloe will be home for Thanksgiving. Julian will be home for Thanksgiving.
did you see a couple of things could be in short supply for Thanksgiving? And Michelle made a call yesterday because Michelle's the turkey procurer. So Michelle, what if Michelle, you know what, let me get Michelle on the phone here because first of all, I want to know if she happened to listen to the, let me see if she texted me during that. Hold on a minute.
Hal was right. That was awkward.
Man, I love this new phone. This new Google Pixel 6 Pro is phenomenal. Hang on a minute.
So you're talking about Thanksgiving shortages.
Yeah. No, she didn't text me.
My wife secured the 6-pack of gelatinous cranberry sauce. Just in case. There's a run on it.
Mm-hmm.
We got a 6-pack, people.
Oh, good.
All right.
Hey, are you okay?
Nah, listen, I would have liked to have...
that segment gets your heart rate going, doesn't it?
I would like to have heard Chloe select me.
Hello?
Are you listening to the show?
No, I'm sorry. I fell back
asleep. Paul, you did not hear the Chloe in the truth booth?
You have full custody of her.
You didn't miss anything, Michelle.
Don't worry. Don't listen to it.
It was a real, real bad segment.
So, Michelle, they just sprung it on me. We had a truth booth this morning where whoever is in the truth booth is compelled to tell the truth. And unbeknownst to me, they scheduled Chloe as the special guest, and they asked Chloe all the questions. One of the questions was that if we ever split up, and like she was a kid, she was younger, and if we split up, who would she choose to live with, mommy or daddy?
Daddy.
No.
Boy, MJ wishes Chloe gave that answer.
No, Michelle, why would you say daddy? Because she selected you.
Oh, because you're the like easygoing, like let them do whatever, get away. I'm the disciplinarian, so I would have assumed that she would have gone with the...
No.
MJ, Michelle, I wish you saw MJ's face when she chose you. It just about dropped. He's so sad.
He did look like a sad puppy dog.
Hey, the reason why I am calling you up, I've got three things with the supply issues that are going on. We had a story last week. It was last week about turkeys, right?
Yeah, how small turkeys are harder to find.
It was overall. People might have trouble getting turkeys this year for Thanksgiving, but especially according to the CEO of Butterball, the smaller sized birds might be tough to get this year. And I got three things. This is number one. Now, Michelle, I thought you might have waited a little too long to make your reservation. And you're saying, what, reservation? Turkey? You just go to the supermarket and buy a turkey. No, 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 no. Once you get like a fresh, like a heritage bird, you don't want to go back and just get your standard supermarket frozen, you know, bowling ball.
Right, is that big of a difference?
There is. You know, when we were in New York for a bit, we actually drove to a farmer's market in Pennsylvania and picked up a fresh, like, heritage bird that all, like, the same farm. They did it all, and it was incredible.
Boy, did you see him out in the field, and you said, that one over there.
No,
that one clucking over in the corner, and you come back, like, 30 minutes later?
I'll take that clucker. Yeah. I'll take that clucker right over there. That little clucker's mine. So, Michelle, I thought we were going to be in trouble with this because of all the talk of supply issues and possible turkey shortages, but you actually procured our bird yesterday, correct?
Well, you could have called, but yes, I did.
All right, now, where'd you get the bird from this year? Same one as last year?
Same as last year.
And where was it?
Land and Sea.
Gotcha.
And, ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, Land and Sea does a great job.
Okay, and you ordered from Land and Sea, you ordered, what do they call it exactly?
An Amish turkey.
So it's an Amish, like, heritage bird? Is that what it is?
I don't know. I just know that it was good last year, so I just ordered the same thing this year.
Gotcha. And it's like, it's not frozen, it's like a fresh turkey and all that, right?
You know what? I don't even know.
I think that's what it was last year.
You picked it up last year, so you would know.
Did I pick it up?
Yeah, you went with me to pick it up, I think.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. All right, so I thought maybe for the special orders, I thought maybe you waited too long. And then what size bird, what's the zone that we're getting?
20 pounds.
No, we're not getting a 20 pounds. No, we're not.
No, if you guys are going to fry the turkey, you need a smaller turkey.
Yeah, you get a range. What's the size?
8 to 12.
Yeah, see, that's perfect. So hopefully we'll end up with like a 9. 10.
Oh, is that perfect?
Yeah, turkey hopefully.
Fryer.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll end up with a 9 to 10 pound bird. And man, I tell you what, you brine that thing right, and you do the deep frying outside deep fry in 100% peanut oil. It's amazing. All right, Michelle, guess what else could be harder to find this year?
Sweet potatoes.
No.
Sweet potatoes.
No. It's the big sweet potato famine of 2021.
Apples.
No, Christmas trees.
Oh.
Yeah, they're saying Christmas trees may be in shorter supply this year. So I wonder if we're going to...
Fake or real?
I wonder if we're going to see...
Yeah,
like,
good question. Fake or real?
No, the real ones.
Oh.
Yeah. So
well, how could the fake ones be? Because you have your fake one always.
No, if you're buying a new one.
Fake ones come from China and they're sitting off the coast of California.
Yeah, that's a good point as well. Yeah. I wonder how many of the Christmas trees are all those Christmas fake ones are made in China and how many are sitting in those containers like
right.
You had 100 vessels that were stuck in like 800,000 containers just filled with all kinds of Chinese crap out there.
All the decorations, all of that, the lights, all that stuff.
Oh my, you're right. No, this is about real ones. Mm. Yeah, there's a shortage potentially of live Christmas trees. Extreme weather events, wildfires, droughts, floods, and the trucking issues.
Yeah.
There's a whole big thing about Christmas trees could be problematic this year. Oh, and then, Michelle, there could be a wine shortage ahead.
Because
hold on to that thought. I'll tell you about the wine shortage coming up in the next segment. All right, Michelle, you get Chloe. I guess I'm in the cold. We ought to call Julian and see who. You know, should we call Julian and ask Julian? You know what? We ought to do that. Then just a follow-up.
MJ, you want to do this yourself?
Let's call Julian. Yes. I want to know.
You are a glutton for punishment.
I'll get Hal Herman back in here.
We'll call Julian next and see who he'd live with if we split, if he was a little kid, whether he'd pick mommy or daddy. All right, Michelle, see you later.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so that's next. And then also wine shortage. Give you the details on that coming up in just a bit. Oh, and then Mariah Carey's new Christmas song. Is this going to replace the All I Want for Christmas Is You? Hold on. I've got a lot coming up next on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105. MJ and the crew here, Fester and Froggy. Of course, I'm MJ. I got Roxanne. I got Coop, our producer. And first things first, let's just continue with Froggy's little Hal Herman bit here. You don't have to do your character. You don't have to put your sport coat and tie back on and have your little fake car antenna microphone.
Okay.
But, folks, if you missed it, in the last segment, in the last... half an hour or so, we did the Truth Booth, which is an occasional little bit here on the show. And it's where a crew member, a cast member, or someone on the show, or in this case, it was a special guest. It was Chloe, my daughter, was asked questions, and you are compelled. You are compelled to tell the truth in the Truth Booth. And one of the questions was, if mom and dad had split, who would you choose to live with? And Chloe chose Michelle.
I thought just because of your cooking skills alone, she would have chose you.
Yeah, well, hey, we had Michelle on in the last segment, and Michelle was...
She was surprised.
She was surprised. Michelle said, oh, she chose you, as in me. But no. All right, so now, I think it's only fitting that we probably call Julian up, my 17-year-old son, and ask Julian the same question.
All right, here's the thing.
Yep.
You can't explain it to him first, because then you're going to be leaning him towards a different way.
No,
you
can't.
You just got to ask him straight out.
Who's going to ask the question?
Fester.
Okay.
All right, Fester asked the question. That's fine. All right, here we go. All right, calling up Julian.
Hello.
It didn't even ring. Hey, Julian. Welcome to the MJ Morning Show, folks. My 17-year-old son, Julian.
Hello.
Julian, getting ready for school?
Yeah, I am.
All right, fantastic. You got like 30 seconds for a question?
Yes, I do.
All right, we have a question that's going to brighten your day, get it off started on a really good note.
All right, okay. So when you were younger, if your parents, mom and dad, if they were going to break up and divorce, who would you go live with, mom or dad?
Dad.
Oh, oh, Julian!
Now he looks okay. So proud.
So let me give you a little backstory, Julian. We just did the Truth Booth with host Hal Herman, and your sister Chloe was in the Truth Booth. We asked her the same question. Would you care to guess how your sister answered?
Not my dad.
That would be correct.
Yes. Correct.
She picked mom.
Yeah, that would be mom. I don't think she'd choose one of the dogs.
Does that surprise you, Julian?
Yes and no.
Okay. Why is that? Why yes and why no?
Well, because who else would we go scuba diving with, or who else would make our salmon dish? Our awesome koshiakari rice.
Yeah.
So who's going to cook for me, basically?
Yeah. All right.
All right, dude. I'll see you soon with Thanksgiving, okay?
Will do.
All right. Have a good day at school.
He sounds busy.
We know what motivates Julian.
Yeah, well, Julian's at boarding school. He's
you're a glorified chef. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Look at that.
He just wants you for your culinary skills.
All right. Speaking of food and wine pairing...
A wine shortage.
Yeah. 2021, like lousy weather-wise around the globe. So could be some problems. Weather-wise, severe weather issues, Italy, Spain, France, all the production down. Brutal, brutal weather, especially in Europe's wine-producing regions. So 2021, hey, listen, we were in Italy in we were in Italy in
July,
like mid-July, and it was hot as a it was unbelievable. So, and I don't know how the not a lot of rain, and it was smoking hot. So I wonder if that, you know, affected the, well, listen, they're just saying that, hey, all the wine regions in Italy, Spain, France, which are huge wine producing nations, it's all getting hit this year. So
there's going to be some wine.
Oh, there will be, but production's going to be down, and also the
it's on MJ's cellar.
The quality of the wine might not be that good, because obviously you want perfect conditions with temperature and rain. You want the right balance.
It's a travesty.
So what does what?
thank you, Coop.
Yes. What are those wine guys called? Like sommeliers.
A sommelier, yes.
Okay, so
if he... A somm or sommelier, yeah.
If he presents you with, like, Welch's grape juice and pawns this off as wine this year,
yes,
you know.
Yes, I know the difference. But I know the difference between Welch's grape juice and a good wine.
It's from the Welch's estate, Mr. Schnitt. Here, try this.
Yeah, we had a couple of good bottles this last week.
I saw that.
You know, I've just collected for a while, and a lot of my really good wines we just bought at great prices, you know, friends in the business, and I've just gotten some great stuff just stored up. They're just phenomenal. What did we have on? Oh,
that Yellowtail looked good. You had
we had a 2008 Dominus on Saturday night. It's like a 99-point wine, and it was just outrageous. And I paid like a ridiculously low number for a couple of cases of that.
What's the point? What, are you playing fantasy wine drinking? The hell is a point system?
What? Well, yeah, because wines are scored.
So what do? Go write it down in your little wine book?
No, there are reviewers that I trust out there. There are wine experts that have amazing palates that I tend to agree with, and they'll score a wine.
Dude, I'm miles from sideways?
Guys,
what the hell is this guy talking about?
I don't know if you guys have had Mango Arbor Mist. But that is the business, man. That is good stuff.
Boone's Farm is a classic.
Chloe loves a nice can of Truly. That's
what she's... I think you're mocking me with the Boone's Farm.
Heads up, folks, on the potential wine shortage. Is this the next Mariah Carey Christmas classic? Of course, everyone knows the very ubiquitous Mariah Carey song and, do people like this song or?
Yeah.
I love this song.
Yeah, okay. Nobody likes this song. They either love it or hate it.
Yeah.
My wife is a lover.
She loves it so
she will clear her throat and try to belt this out.
Mine too. Mm-hmm.
I love it.
This is it.
I don't get it.
I mean, it really, it became sort of a modern classic. It got to like classic status because a lot of the Christmas songs are really old Christmas songs. When you think about it, the bulk of the Christmas songs out there were just older songs.
Like Bing Crosby.
Like who?
Bing Crosby.
I thought I said Bink.
Yeah, Bink too, his brother.
So, of course, this is Mariah Carey. And it became, you know, quite a quick classic. Come on, kick it in. Come on, Mariah. Come on, kick it in a little bit. She's got a new song out, folks. And so
you know when this became popular? This song?
Was it like a movie or something?
Yeah, Love Actually, which is my favorite holiday movie.
Really?
And this song was in that part of that movie.
I like National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That's my favorite holiday
movie.
That's
your speed.
That's my speed?
That's why I said that. Yep.
Wow. She judged me a couple of seconds ago with her Boone Farms dig. Now she's calling you Family Vacation Speed?
Clark with the Christmas lights? The toupee on the uncle's head and the squirrel jumping out of the
tree.
That's
all you.
If you want to guess which
one. I'm not saying it's bad or good. It's a great movie.
All right, are you ready for Mariah Carey's new song? Listen, we got to compare it. We got to do an A-B comparison right now. Is Mariah Carey's new Christmas song, it's called Fall in Love at Christmas.
Aww.
Does this have any shot in hell of challenging All I Want for Christmas, her previous Christmas song? All right, I have the hook queued up, so like the member of the chorus part queued up, and then also this is the beginning of the actual song. Is that a mandolin? What the hell? What is that?
It's a poorly tuned guitar.
No, it sounds fine.
The days are cold. Heaven makes the trail.
Who is that?
Who's this dude singing? Oh, this is, it's Mariah Carey, Khalid, and Kirk Franklin.
I saw Kirk Franklin live.
You did?
He's a gospel guy.
You going to gospel concerts?
Dude, I'm just feeling like I need a new way of life. It was really good.
You know, he's the reason for the season.
He's phenomenal live.
No, not Kirk Franklin.
Oh,
yeah. Talking about
Whitney Houston's not in this.
Am I the only one that thinks this is crap?
Did you say Whitney Houston? Guess what? Yeah, Whitney Houston's not in this.
Sorry, Mariah's not in it.
Died in a bathtub on crack,
which was whack.
That she got for Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, it was in January, so
a little stocking stuffer.
Is this gonna pick up?
This sucks.
I don't think it's terrible.
This is dreary.
What I would put this as,
it's a dirge. What do you mean? I don't think it's terrible.
Listen. It would be good at a Christmas party in the background.
Yeah, when
Muzak, like elevator music in the background?
Yes, but Christmassy.
If Santa died, they'd play this at like the really solemn part of his funeral.
Yeah.
Coop, did you pull the hook or the chorus?
That's I have the chorus
Does
for
it
you.
Get any better?
No, we just heard it. That's right. It.
That's it?
That's it, yeah.
Play the chorus, please. It's no Grandma Got Ran Over by Reindeer.
So let's fall in love again. It's Christmas night.
That's it? That's the whole, that's the memorable part that people are supposed to sing over and over again and get stuck in their head?
This time of year.
What's this called?
This is it.
Kill yourself on Christmas.
Yes, shoot yourself in the head on Christmas Eve for your family to find.
I'm sorry. That doesn't even come close.
No, it doesn't.
That doesn't come close to this.
Wow, that's depressing.
Oh, she can't top this.
Oh, yeah, this is good.
Come on, kick it in.
All
right, I'll go back.
I mean, she's not delusional. She doesn't think that.
Sounds like an old NSYNC song.
It reminds me of like Brian McKnight or something.
It sounds like NSYNC on Quaaludes.
It sounds like if you broke up with someone on Christmas, if you wanted to just be sad the whole Christmas season, that's what you listen to.
It sounds like they all drank a gallon of Robitussin cough syrup.
Mass suicide is what it gives off.
Before they sang the...
They're all in purple shoes.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's awful.
We're going to have a mass suicide.
Wait, is it picking up?
It doesn't.
Let me back up a minute.
This is what Kirk Franklin sounds like.
It's picking up a little bit, but...
Let's go.
No, now it goes to like the
gospel
choir
stuff.
Yeah, and then there's Mariah.
I can do that.
I don't like it. I do like Kirk Franklin, but I don't like that.
Mariah sounds like she's balancing on like a beam and she's about to fall.
She's doing the milk crate challenge.
All right, Roxanne, you want us to do a health challenge. Oh, by the way, I'm going to give away the PDQ $100 gift card in moments. So, folks, stand by. $100 PDQ gift card. I will give it away in minutes. So right at the end of this chunk of the MJ Morning Show, I'll tell you what number caller to be to win a $100 PDQ gift card. Of course, this is PDQ Tuesday. It's PDQ's day. So you want us to do... Now, do we need to set up cameras on this?
I think so. I mean, it's definitely better done with a video camera.
Yeah, you know what?
I mean, we have the MJ Morning Show studio cameras.
No, we're going to have Coop come in here and video it on his phone.
Okay.
So we can get each individual. You know what? Maybe we should put this off till tomorrow.
All right, let's wait till tomorrow.
All right, Coop. So Roxanne's got a health challenge for us, and this is a physical challenge, but this only takes a couple of seconds, right?
It only takes a couple of seconds, but it reveals something very important.
All right, so we'll book this for tomorrow's show. Let's say like 8 o'clock tomorrow.
Should I wear like a hospital gown with an open back?
No, I don't think you. But
no, just wear sneakers.
Do you want to give it away or don't give it away yet?
Let's surprise everybody.
All right, so this is a quick physical challenge, and I was just going to spring it, but you know what? We need video on this to put on MJ TV on MJMorningShow.com, and we ought to just set it up so we get the video angles right. Folks, it is this should take less than 10 seconds per person, right?
Sure. Yes. Less than 10 seconds, and it's going to reveal something longer than 10 seconds.
Okay, I know what it is now.
No, you don't.
I do.
Yeah, Farg and I both know.
You have no idea.
No, say it. Okay. Guys, on the count of three.
I'll keep it to myself.
You have no idea what it is.
I'll just keep it myself
as well. All right, so I'm going to move on. We'll do that tomorrow because I think it's better to get the video going. Now, does anyone stare in the mirror?
I haven't looked in the mirror in years.
My kids do all the time.
Oh, yeah. Define, I pick my face in the mirror, but I don't stare in the mirror.
For sure.
The reason why I bring this up is there is new research out that gazing in the mirror can make you feel good.
Now, with this face, or are you nuts? I get depressed when I look at myself.
Yeah, researchers are now saying the human brain can naturally and remarkably identify our faces subconsciously. That is, without thinking about it, we tend to pick ourselves out of pictures and reflections, focusing on facial characteristics. But there's a team from Osaka University, that's Japan, and they think they've determined the reason behind this quick self-identification and why people look at themselves so frequently, for instance, in a mirror, is because it's actually rewarding on a mental level. So looking at yourself in the mirror is supposed to make most people feel good.
Yeah, if you're good looking.
When my baby goes by a mirror and catches her reflection, I'll see her look back at it, and she just gets this like lovey-dovey face, like she sees someone she loves herself. And then my 4-year-old will stare in the mirror all the time.
Wait a sec, who loves themselves?
Both of them. My 4-year-old will stare in the mirror. I'll catch her for a long time staring at herself and like smiling. Like,
they're gonna be like touching themselves up in Instagram pictures and doing duck lips all day long. And don't tell me your 4-year-old's already doing the duck lips in the mirror.
No, I would never let. Oh, no, but she's preening and posing.
You gotta make sure she doesn't grow up to be one of those duck lips Instagram.
That's the trajectory for all women, unfortunately.
Yeah, I hope my kids are TikTok star.
So looking in the mirror apparently is good for your mental health.
I'm going to do a terrific show today, and I'm going to help people because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
He asked the mayor guy.
That's true.
That's the guy that had to quit the Senate. That's Al Franken.
Yeah, Stuart Smalley.
Stuart Smalley, that's right.
Stuart Smalley, played by Al Franken, who had to resign from the U.S. Senate because all these women came out and said that he groped them. Remember?
Because that was good enough.
That was like 7-8 years. That was a while ago.
Gosh darn it. Let me feel those boobies.
I'm going to do a terrific show today.
Yes.
He wasn't even touching the woman. He was holding his hands over it, I think, wasn't he?
That's what I said earlier this morning.
I'm going to do a terrific show today.
It was Leanne Tweeden. That was the one that was... She was like asleep on a plane or something. And
we've got breaking Carol Baskin news. Carol Baskin, the Tiger King lady right here from Citrus Park, right up the street here, with her big cat rescue, remember, she filed a federal lawsuit an injunction. I guess she tried to get an emergency injunction.
A week ago
to stop Netflix from releasing the Tiger King season 2, saying that she didn't sign up for that, that she didn't authorize it, that her contract was only for one season, and then they misled her. Remember, they kind of bushwhacked her, you know, with the whole concept. But you ready for this? Carol Baskin, I'm trying to think, who do I not care about more?
Jake
Paul or Carol Baskin?
My gosh.
All right, so
that's a federal offense.
So Jake Paul fights a tiger. Who wins?
Jake Paul will kill him.
Oh, yeah.
Jake Paul will choke it out.
Carol Baskin will feed Jake Paul to her tigers. That's what she'll do.
Don't even say that.
Oh, you know what? That you want to talk? I would watch that pay-per-view. Put Jake Paul in one of Carol Baskin's tiger cages.
Oh, yeah. He'll do it.
Yeah, that's... Oh, man. I would pay for that.
And then anything that's left, next to Don.
All right. So there's breaking Carol Baskin news. She's traumatized. And she has actually done something. She's joined a group because she's traumatized. All right, hold on to that thought, because I need a little more time to talk about Carol Baskin's fragile mental state. All right? So we'll do that and a whole lot more next on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105. It is rolling up on 9 o'clock. And again, amazing response for the $100 PDQ gift card. Hey, Coop, are you in the booth? Where'd Coop go? Did he leave? Yeah, Coop just splits it. He's not around.
Yeah, Coop had to take a break because he answered like 800 calls.
Yeah, I mean the phones really were outrageous. We were answering phones for like, I don't know...
A couple seconds ago, 10 minutes
answering. Sorry, we had a winner. Thank you so much. Had a winner. The PDQ $100 gift card is a hot commodity here on the MJ Morning Show. All right, Carol Baskin. And then we've just discovered something about Roxanne, this is odd. I got to be able to.
This happens pretty daily at this point.
It does. I'm discovering just weird things about Roxanne on a daily basis.
Does this qualify for the jingle? What is it? Psycho Side?
Oh, that's right. Where is? Do we still have that?
Because I mean, it's every day.
Hold on.
This actually qualifies me for the jingle. Oh, the jingle isn't always applicable, and sometimes you still play the jingle, and it's like, no, that doesn't mean I'm psycho. That just means I have feelings, I have emotion, I have like perception. But this actually qualifies as Psycho Side.
You know, I'm looking for the jingle. I don't know if it's... hey, do we have this? Where's the Psycho Side of Roxanne? Is that? Oh, here it is. I found it. Yes.
Come see the Psycho Side of Roxanne.
Of course, that's based on the mid-90s hit, Come See the Softer Side of Sears.
Yes, of
that's
course.
Right. Come see the softer side of Sears.
Come see the psycho side of Roxanne.
maybe a little eclectic, but still, I think he gets the point across.
Nostalgia.
All right, so wait, do I do Roxanne first, or do I do the Carole Baskin thing first?
Oh, okay. My God, Roxanne.
Okay, the Carole Baskin thing you have to do first because we talked about it
all right,
at the end of the
and then we'll morph
just
into...
Just get it out of the way.
I think you may need to join a group as well. You might need a support group over there. All right, so here's the Carole Baskin deal. And again, this is sort of a follow-up. Last week we were talking about the lawsuit that she filed. What was it? Last Monday. So it was over a week ago. Federal court, downtown Tampa. Carole Baskin's attorneys filed a temporary restraining order. They wanted an injunction against Netflix from releasing the new season of Tiger King, Tiger King season 2. And she's saying she didn't authorize it. Carole Baskin is saying that she only signed a contract for her likeness and her video and to be used in season number 1, and that's it. So as I thought, and we suggested this on the air, that a good part of this Tiger King season 2 is going to be what, footage? Because she did not agree to shoot anything new.
But they have tons.
That's what I'm saying. So a lot of season 2, is it going to be good stuff, or is it really just stuff that didn't make the cut for season 1, you know?
Well, a lot of stuff has happened since season 1 ended.
Right.
The zoo ownership has been transferred twice.
So I'm sure there's new stuff with some of the people that participated, but Carole Baskin, the way that they portrayed her, which was completely opposite of what she thought, you know, because she came out looking like a villain in this thing, and well, she could be, my opinion, but she wanted no part of 2, and they clearly used footage of her that was left over from the years that they filmed the first episode, but the first season.
She's done enough stuff in the last year and a half. Interviews with every media outlet. She was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, they can
she's
grab
out there.
Yeah, they can grab a lot of that
they
fresh
don't,
stuff. Yeah.
They don't need to sit down with her. They can just pull audio.
Well, here's the update. So a federal judge would not. This was the breaking news. Remember last week? They filed an injunction to try to stop Netflix. Hey, I need that Netflix noise there, Coop. Where do you have it? I got to have the Netflix noise.
Damn it, Coop.
Yeah, come on. Dude, come on. Get on the stick over there. I need the Netflix
noise.
I'm
doing three things. Hold on.
All right.
There we go.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you. You know, whenever I talk about Netflix, I got to have it. You know, even when I don't talk about Netflix, I got to have it. Thank you. All right, that's enough now. So, Carole Baskin.
Okay.
That's all right. All right, thanks. You're going to be a wise guy now?
I'm going to bite you in the face. Right.
That's what you get, MJ.
What?
That's what you get. Taunting. Give it to him again, Coop.
That's enough. All right, stop. So, Carole Baskin, they lost last week. And a federal judge in downtown Tampa said, no, there's no grounds here to issue an injunction or a temporary restraining order to prevent Netflix from releasing Tiger King season 2. Well, now Carole Baskin is saying that she joined a support group for traumatized celebrities.
Oh, my God. I would love to be in that group just to see who's there.
Yeah.
Well, you're missing one important part.
Well, no, I'm not as a member because, you know, I'm not traumatized.
What, does Fester need a missing husband? Named Don?
Who else is in this group?
Yeah, I mean, that's the question.
Yeah, that's all I want to know.
Anybody could be in this group.
Well, let me give you the story. Carole Baskin, who was accused in the 2020 documentary Tiger King of having murdered her husband and fed his body to her exotic cats, claims that there is a secret support group of A-listers traumatized by the trials of fame. So this is beyond Carol. She's claiming that there is an A-list support group for people that are traumatized by, well, what they're trying to achieve, fame.
Is it a bunch of child stars who couldn't adjust to society?
I always say this. At the point at which you become famous, you stop growing emotionally. And so, you know, if it's...
Well, first of all, does Carole Baskin belong in a group of A-list celebrities?
Yeah, right.
Come on, really? All right, so... she said that she was invited to join this A-list celebrity group after Tiger King made her a public pariah. Yeah, Baskin said on the Hollywood Raw and Dax Holt and Adam Glenn podcast, what the hell is that?
A little wordy, bro.
Well, the name of it's Hollywood Raw, and those are the two hosts.
So what's her deal? Like, she shuns, like, local media, right? She doesn't do, like, if we try to get her on the radio show, she wouldn't come on here, would she?
I mean, maybe.
Only national.
There's a lot of heat around here.
So she said on this podcast that the Netflix show was becoming a smash hit and she was turning into a household name. Somebody reached out to me and said, I have this group of celebrities and we meet or before COVID we could meet. I forget what day it was that they met, but they could meet once a week and they'd all get together and they talk about what it was like to live their lives. That's the quote from Carol Baskin. And I can see why now celebrities run around in dark glasses and scarves and ducking like they're running from the law from one place to another because it's overwhelming to just be constantly surrounded by people.
That's, Alec Baldwin just joined the group.
Yeah, he's in the group now. Good point. Baskin wouldn't say who the members of the group are, but she said there were 21 or 22 people in the group.
What?
And that there were only three or four people in the group that she didn't recognize. So she's claiming, folks, this is pretty big. Carol Baskin is claiming that there is a woe is me. Oh my God, I'm so famous. I'm having a hard time. Little celebrity A-lister group where they get together. What? They all cry on each other?
Is that, like a little celebrity
pity party.
Yeah, who could possibly be in it? Like Gallagher?
No, Gallagher's a big star. He's not crying. Gallagher's brother, maybe.
George Clooney's been upset lately about his kids.
No, it's got to be.
Maybe it's George Clooney.
Which Corey is alive?
Feldman.
Corey Haim and Corey Feldman?
Haim is dead. Feldman's in the group, I bet you.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I mean, think about it.
Because of his time with Michael Jackson?
He's had a pretty hard adjustment to adulthood. Michael or not.
Yeah. But no, this is a pretty significant claim that Carol Baskin is making from little old Citrus Park right up the street there, right off the Veterans Expressway, right near the mall. It's a pretty, you know, this is interesting that she claims that there's an A-list celebrity support group where they meet and they talk about, oh, the horrors of being famous and, oh, it's so difficult and, oh, woe is me. You know, it's amazing. You got these people that they sell their souls essentially to the devil to become famous. And then that's all they want. All they want is fame. And then they become famous. And then it's like, oh my God, leave me alone, please. Oh, stop. Don't take pictures of me. Meanwhile, some of these are the celebrities that tip off the paparazzi that they're going to be getting out of their car at the Beverly Center at 3 o'clock on Tuesday.
You know, I bet you there are some Kardashians in that support group.
Kardashians are happier than ever.
I don't know if it's any of the main three or four.
Or five.
Carol Baskin says of the 21 or 22 people in the celebrity support group, she only didn't recognize three or four.
Okay. And she just violated the only rule of celebrity support group. You don't talk about celebrity support group.
Seriously, she is kicked out. She is kicked the bleep out.
They're going to blow up some buildings at the end as well, I think. So that's Carol Baskin's deal. We'll see. Hey, you mentioned George Clooney. And I'm waiting for you to get all cuckoo on this. I'm waiting for Roxanne to get all cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Did you hear about, two things here. We got to talk about your maniacal writing, but you just brought up George Clooney. And the reason why you brought up George Clooney was why?
Because he doesn't want people photographing his children at all, not publishing pictures of their faces.
Right. So George Clooney is worried. Seriously, George Clooney apparently is worried. And this was, he wrote a letter to the Daily Mail, the British tabloid, and he asked them to stop posting pictures of his children. Got it? So George Clooney says, hey, please stop posting pictures of Amal, that's his wife, and my children. And he's worried that his kids could be abducted by terrorists.
Because of her work. Because of Amal's work.
She does like international like law work.
Yes. And I guess she sometimes prosecutes terrorists.
Yeah, so
that's nerve-wracking.
So stop posting pictures of the children so the children aren't identifiable. Because, yeah, what is he concerned? Like the Taliban or ISIS-K or whatever could kidnap his kids?
Ooh, boy.
I mean, do they still have that place on Lake Como? Just north of Chernobyl? Remember, I sat next to George Clooney at the El Gato Nero up in the hills right above Chernobyl and Lake Como.
People thought you guys were twins, remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The paparazzi, when I walked out,
George, you were a decoy for him.
I'm like, hey, I'm not George Clooney. No, seriously, this is back in, like, I don't know, 2012, 2014. We were having dinner. We were in Italy, and our first time to Lake Como. And there was, I asked the concierge at the hotel, hey, what's the best restaurant? And listen to this. The concierge said, oh, you know, George Clooney's favorite restaurant is El Gato Nero. And you got to take this long car ride up this winding road to the mountain above Lake Como. And so the concierge tells me that that's George Clooney's favorite restaurant. We get there and guess who we're sat next to?
George.
We're literally sat next to George Clooney in the restaurant.
It's almost like he's an endorser or something.
I'm like, you know, the concierge dude at the hotel, man, he was right on the money.
That's why he's the concierge. Yeah, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, man, that guy gave him a good tip.
Yeah, was plugged in.
You should really change the name of that lake at this point.
What, Lake Como?
You know, I don't like it.
Why?
It just sounds bad.
Como.
Why does it sound bad?
It just doesn't sound right to me. It's offensive.
Why is Lake Como offensive?
Because of a particular political person?
No, just because...
No, that's Cuomo? No, that's Cuomo.
This is Como.
This is Lake Como. This is C-O-M-O
I'm saying to like, Como is like, it's like a Spanish word, and it's probably offensive to Spanish people. Like, hey, Como.
No, that's...
How
no,
are you doing?
No,
como está?
Como está is what I'm saying.
So it's Lake How Are?
What? What?
From I'm just saying it's offensive to the to Spanish people, I think.
It's in...
It's like calling it Lake Muy Bien.
It's in a Mediterranean country.
I don't like it.
What are you talking... Anyway, so George Clooney wants him to stop publishing photos. There's concern that their kids could be a target of terrorists. So now, on to the other issue with Roxanne. Can I take a picture of this?
Yeah,
is this
crazier
than her
it.
Talking to herself the other day?
All right. Now, I did see Roxanne talking to herself. This was Monday morning. And what
I caught thing? Myself doing it again today. I was like, oh, thank God MJ's not next to me. I'm talking to myself in my car again.
Today's Tuesday, so this was just yesterday.
Yes.
So yesterday, I was running a little late, and I happened to pull right next to Roxanne at the traffic light down the street here. And it was a red light. And I pull up. And I look over, and I know it's Roxanne, because obviously I know what kind of car she drives. I'm like, oh, there's Roxanne. I'm running a few minutes late today, because I'm usually the first one in the studio every morning. And I pull next to Roxanne, and Roxanne is involved in a full-blown conversation. And I'm like, she must be on the phone. But who could she be talking to at 5 o'clock in the morning on the phone and having this conversation? Well, she wasn't on the phone. Roxanne was just having a conversation with herself. And I called you on this yesterday morning, and you actually admitted you were just talking to yourself.
Well, guess what? The joke's on you, because I just Googled intelligent people talk to themselves, and it's true.
Yeah. What's that Billy Idol song? Talking with myself. Talking with myself. Talking with myself. Talking with myself.
All right, please stop. Holy.
Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
A little carried away there.
So, well, now we find out that Roxanne has like a daily, like an old school, like
a paper.
Yeah, it's called paper and pen, guys. Yeah.
It's like
the
a
hell. What is it? You M&M?
Is this a calendar book or a day?
It's
planner?
It's a date book. It's a date planner.
I
but
have
I don't,
it in my hand.
Is that a manifesto?
Well, no, Froggy. It's close though. It's not far off. Roxanne has the most haphazard and scribblish.
Yes.
And doodly way of making notes
but
for herself.
We are looking at her day planner, and each page...
Dude, what are you... This is like each, a serial killer.
And it goes
killer.
Back well, months and months.
That's the
and
point.
Months and months.
I mean, this is like a repetitive issue here. Each page is filled with hundreds of notes and scribbles. It's all jammed in. It looks like a scene out of a movie where they go into like, hey, Frog, you're on the right track. You know, like in a movie or a TV show, you know, they make entry into the serial killer's house and there's like all kinds of Bible verses written all over the wall in blood. I mean, that's
pictures of the people, like a 1 hour photo.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Roxanne, your book looks like crazy.
I think it's beautiful, and I think that people just are getting away from pen and paper, and I'm going to embrace it as long as I can. And I don't make linear notes, okay? Judge me. Okay. I make around the page.
We are judging you.
It explains a lot about your personality.
They're all over the place. They're sideways. They're upwards. They're backwards. They're downwards. It's sideways.
You see your name on there?
Roxanne has a list here of unfinished biz, and she has one through 23 things.
Why don't you start reading some of those off?
Hold on a minute. What is to the right of that? People that must die? What is that list?
Oh my gosh. My name's on there.
She's got the people that must die
people
list.
People who must die. First guy, faster. Who's that?
Who's faster?
It's terrible handwriting.
School supplies, GoDaddy, SunPass, Tom Sippos, whoever that is. You gotta pay your water bill.
This is some good stuff.
Mall sack, budget L.
MJ's name's on there.
USF guy.
All right, I got to take a picture of this. Is there anything personal? I got to take a pic. We got to post.
I mean, it looks like it's not like personal secrets. Right. It's just personal
folks.
Tasks.
When I say it looks maniacal, it looks like
it's like John Wayne Gacy's like diary.
Hold on. It's like when Jack Nicholson went nuts in The Shining.
Nothing can explain how crazy this book is.
You know, the thing is, you guys don't realize this, but I read this one time that it is natural it's creative to write not maybe top to bottom, but, you know, like different parts of the page, that it gets a different part of your brain going when you do that. So this is stimulating.
Johnny.
When Roxanne and I were just starting our relationship, not knowing which direction it would go, because, you know, we're different people. She misplaced her book, and she misplaced it for 10 days.
Oh, that's when she freaked out.
Now you know why.
Oh, that's you were having a meltdown.
I was.
She thought I took the book as some joke, and she turned into a person I haven't seen since or ever before, thinking I took this book of private thoughts.
Yeah.
And she was angry.
And she bashed through Fester's front door with an axe and said, "Here's Roxy!
Here's Johnny!"
Then I got a whiskey from a ghost bartender named Lloyd. Give me another one, Lloyd.
And then Roxanne's got her two little daughters dressed up in those creepy little dresses with bows in their hair at the end of the hallway. Yeah.
So one week, Roxanne comes over and bashes my door in with an axe. Then Doug comes and repairs the door, and then she brings cookies the next week and sends me a cake.
And then does blood fly out of the elevator in your house?
Yeah, I have an elevator in my house.
Is Doug naked in a tub at any point? Very old looking.
Oh boy. Oh, my.
Pour me another one, Lloyd.
I am taking... Rox...
Yeah.
I'm taking a picture
of you. Let me just cross out some personal names. I don't want people to be associated with this if they don't want to be.
I'm going to take a picture of this book. Folks, you've got to see. We'll post it up at mjmorningshow.com in just a bit. You've got to see the maniacal, raving, lunatic-like notes.
Hey, if it works.
In Roxanne's... How do you find anything?
Whatever works.
It's just like, you know, the person who knows where every lost item is. That's me. I know where it is on this list.
I can't believe I'm more organized than Roxanne.
But to her credit, she is one of the most mysteriously organized and put together people I've ever met.
Well, wait till you see this.
Thanks to this.
I'll take the picture now when we go to break, and then I will post it. And we got a big chunk of MJ next. Hey, we've got to deal with this whole Jeff Bezos girlfriend and Leonardo DiCaprio situation. This is just odd. This is a strange, strange story. Also, what's that song, the little kids song that your kids love, Fester?
Baby Shark?
Yes.
Oh.
We now have Baby Shark channel.
Well, do you see there's a lawsuit over Baby Shark?
Is there?
There's a big Baby Shark lawsuit. All right, hold on. We're loaded next. Don't move. It's the MJ Morning Show. Back in minutes. Final chunk of the day. Next, don't move. It's the MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105, 932. I'm excited. Now, not only is this PDQ's day, you know, we just gave away a $100 PDQ gift card a short time ago, but also
we have a PDQ food drop for the crew in here. So, does that smell good or what? Hang on, PDQ. We got to earn our PDQ. We got to do a great segment here. So, hang on. All right, the Jeff Bezos, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Bezos's girlfriend story. Now, her name is Lauren Sanchez. Remember the whole controversy? Remember that their relationship was outed and Lauren Sanchez was apparently dating Jeff Bezos? There were problems in Bezos's marriage. Then it came out that there were relationship problems with Mackenzie, right? What's her name? Is that her first name? Or
Mackenzie Scott.
Yeah, Mackenzie Scott. Or
is Jeff Bezos' first name.
Formerly Mackenzie Bezos, right?
Yes.
And of course,
formally, that's tough.
She walked away with, what was her number? Like
$25 billion.
I mean, she did all right.
She's very philanthropic.
Hey, Dr. Evil, how much money did Jeff Bezos' wife walk away with in the divorce settlement?
$100 billion.
It wasn't quite that much.
Yeah, less.
Yes, a little less than that. Yeah, what do you have? A little less.
Anything else, Coop?
Coop's
$1 billion, gajillion, fifillion.
Still less.
This is just odd. This is bizarre. Now, there's no audio, but you can hear like the crowd noise at this event. So this happened over the weekend. This happened Saturday at some Los Angeles area art and film gala. And all kinds of celebrities there. And Jeff Bezos is there with his girlfriend, this Lauren Sanchez. Remember, this became a whole thing in the tabloids. And weren't like text messages leaked and everything? All kinds of crazy stuff. And the video was recorded by a reporter for Variety. So Variety is like one of the industry, you know, publications out in Hollywood. A guy by the name of Mark Malkin, he noticed that it was Leonardo DiCaprio. And then you had Lauren Sanchez kind of like hanging on Leonardo DiCaprio and like smitten.
Very smitten with Leo.
I mean,
is Leo.
Totally enthralled with Leo.
This is just all body language that we're talking about. And it is unbelievable. It's like her neck is craning back so bad. It's like she's like a Pez dispenser that's empty. Like, give me candy. Like, fill me. Like, it just looks so creepy.
I mean, it's like, oh my God. Wow. Oh, Leo. Hey, do you have the audio? Coop, do you have the audio? It's just like background noise. But here's the audio from the video. Can you play just a little bit? Here, listen.
We caught the vibe.
It's a lot of room noise.
Sounds like rich people at a party.
And it's a close-up. It's Leonardo DiCaprio, Lauren Sanchez, and then Jeff Bezos. Now, Leo is towering over them. But it looks like
there's a step.
There must be a step. So Leonardo DiCaprio is standing on some kind of a riser or a step. Towards the very end of the video, we'll put the video up at mjmorningshow.com. At the very end of the video, before it goes away, you can see that Lauren Sanchez then begins to walk up on that step, and she becomes taller. Because Leonardo DiCaprio is like 5'10 or 5'11, and Jeff Bezos is like 5'8. So, I mean, 3-inch difference. I mean, it looks like it's a foot difference. So Leo is on top of something.
You can't get mad at your lady for being smitten with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well, guess what?
I would be.
Guess what? So all of this internet buzz, you know, like, hey, Jeff Bezos, watch out. Your woman is more into Leonardo DiCaprio than your $200 billion.
So Jeff Bezos just bought the movie studio and made Leo unemployed.
Leo is now a toilet cleaner. All right. So now Jeff Bezos, did you see the picture that he tweeted out?
Yeah.
So Jeff Bezos tweets out a picture of him. Is this like one of his he's buying up like Hawaii. Is he buying up like most of Maui or something?
Oh, why not?
I mean, sure. I mean, what do you do with $200+ billion? Now, he tweeted out a picture of he's leaning on a red warning sign that says danger, steep cliff, fatal drop. And it was like a tongue-in-cheek warning to
to Leonardo DiCaprio.
Hey, Leo, okay. Step back.
Yeah, Leo, step off.
Yeah, of the few men that could make Leo completely disappear off the earth, I would say that this would be one of them.
He'll be picked. You know what? He'll be picked up, bagged, boxed, put in the back of an Amazon Prime delivery truck. And then he'll just be shipped somewhere.
I have a feeling Leo gets this quite often.
But it's just an awkward video where she is just like going all googly, swooning. Yeah, good word.
It's Leo.
Swooning, going all googly-eyed on him and everything.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like he's Jake Paul.
Heart bubbles are coming out of her head.
And listen, now this is the second richest guy in the world, right? So Elon Musk, they go back and forth, right?
So Leo is in The Departed.
If Elon Musk says something dumb and like the stock drops, then he becomes number two. But, you know, Bezos is one of the richest guys ever on planet Earth. And he looks kind of dorky and dweeby as this is happening. You know, I kind of feel bad.
Yeah. And then, you know what he did in his photo on that when he did that tweet with the danger steep cliff? You can tell he's flexing so hard. And he even like oiled his muscles up. It looks like.
I don't know if he took this photo because it happened within a couple of days. He probably had this one that was just kind of sending the message. But yeah, he does look pretty ripped in it for a billionaire.
Looks so little next to the presence of Leo.
Right. It's the step.
And there is a step. And move it along here.
Baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark.
This, I believe, is still like the most viewed video on YouTube ever.
I never tire of it. I love it.
Yeah, I tire of it pretty quickly. Right, so why is there a lawsuit over Baby Shark?
Because Kid Calamari is pissed off.
There's a lawsuit over Baby Shark because allegedly Oklahoma inmates were forced to listen to Baby Shark as torture, according to a lawsuit. Three Oklahoma City jailers tortured several inmates by forcing them to stand up for hours while listening to Baby Shark on repeat, according to a lawsuit. The plaintiffs, former inmates who have since all been released from the jail, claim in their suit that the recording by this, Korean company, Pink Fong?
Yeah, Pink Fong.
Pink Fong was used as a device to torment them. Ex-President Daniel Hedrick says that he was handcuffed behind his back, tied to a wall in an empty room while the song played for 2 hours.
My gosh, that sounds horrible.
He alleges that he suffered the same experience for nearly twice as long, a different time. The inmates, they allege that they were absolutely physically tortured, essentially. Mitchell Hedrick and co-plaintiff John Basco were in custody awaiting trial in Oklahoma City Detention Center in late 2019 when they claimed they were tortured by the song. They say the volume of the song was so loud that it was reverberating down the hallway. Yeah, the two jailers, both 21. So the jailers were 21. They were accused of torture, and they've since resigned from their jobs. The supervisor also retired. The Oklahoma District Attorney, David Prater, last month said he was hoping to charge the guards with felonies but couldn't find the appropriate statute.
Yeah, there's no baby shark law in Oklahoma.
Oh, my God. All right, so I told you we had a lawsuit involving Baby Shark. Jeff Kamis, Marketing VP over at PDQ, joins us in the studio. Jeff, great to have you back on.
Good morning. So before I came in today, too, I made some notes. Rox, you have those notes in the notebook for me to use? I made some notes about what we should talk about today.
Oh, man. Oh, I got to get that picture. Hold on. We'll post it. Folks, if you're waiting for the Roxanne maniacal notebook picture, I'll take it in a few minutes, and we'll post it up in just a bit on MJMorningShow.com, MJMorningShow.com. Hey, Jeff, did you hear the story that I think I sent you the file? Did you hear the guy that sent an email? He won the PDQ gift card?
Yeah, he was pretty excited, wasn't he?
Yeah, so last week, the guy that won the PDQ gift card used the $100 and bought PDQ lunch for I guess, the engineering department at his concrete firm. CECO, I think.
That's awesome, man.
And I shared the story, and the dude was like a walking PDQ commercial. Wasn't he great? He was like, oh, man, it's the best. It's great. If you haven't, you know, it was really superb.
Oh, he was a great ambassador. I mean, he knew everything about the brand and was excited. So, yeah, we loved hearing that for sure.
All right, big stuff, obviously, PDQ. We have the turkey sandwiches still for a limited time, right?
Yeah, it'll run till the end of the month, so through the 29th, yep.
And it's the crispy turkey and the spicy hot turkey.
Yep, absolutely. Mm. And those have been very popular, and a lot of people are loving and enjoying those.
Yeah, folks, if you have not tried the turkey sandwiches at PDQ, you got to do it. Hey, 10th birthday PDQ last week. The brand has been growing nicely.
Yeah, no, it was exciting. So South Tampa was our first location, as you know, right across from Plant High School. Yep. Now have 59 locations in 5 states, but just really exciting. Got to celebrate with a lot of our guests that have been with us for 10 years. I know you've been with us in many ways for all those 10 years as well. So yep. It was really neat to see. And a lot of people came back to just to celebrate and be part of that. And thank just the community, obviously 16 locations here and just so many people over the years supporting everything we've done, especially on the community.
Also, the app growth, the app is fantastic. Folks, I'm telling you, if you don't have the PDQ app yet, go to your app store, go to the Google Play store, search for PDQ Fresh Food, get the app, register, and for every dollar you spend on the app, so do your ordering on the app, and you'll get points for every dollar you spend. Then you trade your points in for free PDQ. Plus, what's the algorithm for like surprising people with free stuff? Just, hey, they turn on their app, and it's like, hey, you just we're going to give you a little freebie.
Yeah, I think we try to just make it fun. So we've done some things, I know, with your listeners too, right? Yep. Where people signing up at different points of the day. We've even tried it in different markets in here in Tampa. So yeah, the best thing is, like you said, go on to download the app, you know, register, and you're going to, you know, get points. And throughout the year and all times, we're going to always continue to give things away.
Now, Jeff, not having you on the air is not great, but my favorite part of PDQ is the fact that you just brought a whole display of delicious food. I mean, you're great, but the sandwiches are better.
Of course.
Right, Thank you, sir.
So what do we have today?
We've got your favorite tenders and your favorite crispy chicken sandwich.
Oh, fantastic. So,
the one you love the best.
Anything else?
Just get ready for the holidays. Don't forget holiday catering and a great option. We've got platters, salad, sandwiches. So as we start to think about holiday parties, gatherings, football season, still the Bucks. So give us a call.
Yep, PDQ for all your catering needs as well. And it's always a hit at any party, any event, PDQ catering. Just call your local store. Folks, have a great day. Jeff, great to see you again, buddy. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow. Website's going to be loaded all day here. MJTV segments will be up in a couple of hours at MJTV on the MJ Morning Show website. And then I'm going to take a picture of Roxanne's maniacal little diary book, which looks like a serial killer's, and it'll be up in moments at MJMorningShow.com. Folks, have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning, and let's be careful out there.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.